Welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves. This is Steven Miranda.
And this is Jeff Ellis, and it is Tuesday, June 7th, 2011. Good evening, everybody.
Episode 6.5.03.
0.03B, actually, well, because, you know, we did a show, as we always do, and sometimes things just don't work, you know?
Well, it's not that it didn't work.
It's that it got better.
Just that it didn't work.
Right, and so now it's so much better. We're back at you with these strange days.
My
indeed.
Only regret. I usually never have a regret when we lose a show.
Right.
But my regret is that we were brilliant with the whole Rapture thing.
Oh, that was good. That was some good comedy that's lost.
That was good stuff there, and it is forever lost. It isn't actually lost.
Well, yeah,
Jeffrey,
we have it. It just sounds horrible.
We are making it available to show donors.
There you go.
So those 55 minutes that we're not posting to the world, we're going to post for show donors.
Okay. How's right. that going to be available? Just on the show donor page?
Just on the show donor page.
Okay.
Go, if you're listening to this podcast now,
yeah,
it's already up. So go to the show donors page.
And if you're listening to the podcast
later,
now.
Well, it's already up too.
It's up then.
Yes.
So no matter what, you're in good shape.
Go to the show donors page, throw in your password, and we're calling it the Lost episode.
I like this.
Strange days indeed. Strange days indeed.
And also for show donors.
Wow.
Because I'm feeling like
you are generous.
Our show donors today.
Well,
in
we
the
haven't
show.
Given them a whole lot
That's
in the last
right,
few
lately.
Months.
We actually shot a video of that particular episode.
Not that we're testing out video stuff, because we're not.
For show donors,
yeah,
we're going to show you a couple snippets of video that we might possibly be using
we
in the
might
near future.
Be getting into the whole video production end, but then again, you know what? If there's not an NFL season, nothing's going to happen.
So let's talk about whether there'll be an NFL season or not in a moment.
Bringing American football to the world, it's Steven Miranda and Jeff Ellis with NFL Rants and Raves.
Here we go, Jeffrey. I'm going out on a limb right now before we even start the show.
That's the limb cracking right
Actually,
underneath you.
I went to my doctor today.
Oh, yeah?
And he was like, you have lost so much weight. And I was
and
you like,
said, yes, I did, but I put it back on.
No, I was like... Yeah, maybe I have.
That was one of Peter's standard lines. I've lost 400 pounds.
But I put it back on?
Well, he added it up over his lifetime.
Oh,
he had lost that much weight.
I see. And no, but I did. I weighed in. He loved the weight. He's
well,
like,
that's
keep
cool.
it going.
You were concerned.
I was.
That he was going to ball you out.
Well, that was about a different part of my health. Which I have been neglecting.
The diabetical?
We don't know. Go there.
Is it the nose tumor?
I'll stop it. And we'll...
Is it the chest hair infection?
Anyways.
Steven's medical conditions are endless. Is it your amputated arm?
We can stop.
All right.
At any point. And we were okay. We're in range. You know, basically I got the line from Star Wars. The original, by the way. A New Hope. Episode 4. Stay on target.
Stay on target.
Yeah, so we got that. So, but anyways, I don't even know why I went to my doctor, but that's why I went to my doctor.
It was a loose tangent off of me making a statement about something.
There you go.
And so now we've looped it back full in.
So anyways.
And whether or not we're going to have football.
That's exactly where I want to go, and I'm going to bet you.
All right.
$50.
Yeah.
That we miss at least one game or more, and I'm willing to go to
you were going out on a limb,
bucks.
And I said the limb was being sawed off from underneath.
That's
you.
Where it was, and I was like, "Hey, I'm don't. It's not.
That's
it
not
was,
true.
No, you didn't say it was being sawed off.
Breaking.
You were making it sound like
it was breaking.
Cracking underneath from my weight. And that's where we went.
I wasn't inferring this from your weight. I was inferring because you're a grown up.
I think that's what you were for. Well, I'm going to go on a big limb. I'm not going to go on a twig.
Okay, fair enough.
So there you go. Thank you for bringing full circle.
Circle.
There you go. $50 that the league loses one game or more, and $25 that the league will lose five games or more.
Holy crap. Okay, now I'm taking that wager, Steven.
You're taking
and I'm
25 or the 50? Because 50 is that they lose one or more.
I'll take the 50.
25
I'll take the 50.
If they lose five or more.
I want them both.
You want them both. So we're making a wager on
$75.
$75. 50. If they even miss week one.
Now here's where it gets ugly. Here's where it gets ugly for you.
Where?
I will bet you $100 that by 14th of July we have a deal done.
14th of July?
5 weeks from today.
That's a great day. Do you know why?
Because
Harry Potter 2, baby.
Wow.
That's episode 7,
definitely
part 2.
What I was going for.
Midnight showing, me and Elena.
And Kara, don't forget. She will be really hurt.
I totally forgot about
your
daughter.
Forget about
I gotta
her.
Put
she
her
will
in
be
the
hurt.
Calendar. Yes.
But
Midnight
I'm,
showing.
Yeah, it was definitely because of Harry Potter, because I'm gonna use my season making spell.
All right. So you're saying $100, July 14th. I'll take that deal because they're going to miss games.
So basically, when the deal's
so
done,
I'm betting
$175. Do you need to get pre-approval for She Who Must Be Obeyed?
Let me get her on the phone.
You might need to because I tell you,
no,
I'm pretty confident in this first week of July that things are going to be largely done.
If anything is done, it's done July 31st at 11:59 with 59 seconds.
Just to save the international series, not a good enough reason for them.
Are you kidding me? Do you know how they're pumping it up right now everywhere? Not just overseas. They're pumping it up in America.
You saying
it
that
is huge.
Adam Schefter's actually heard of it by now?
It's quite possible. I still can't believe.
I don't know if we told that story out of New York.
Yeah, I don't think we did.
We met Adam Schefter. We had the good fortune to shake his hand and meet
good
him.
Good guy, yeah.
And it was the Persian guy that dragged us up there.
Yes, that's right.
We wouldn't have done it otherwise, but we had a guy in from out of the country who very much wanted to meet him, and we're like, okay, we can introduce you and everything. We don't know him, but we know how to get up there,
right?
And we can certainly introduce you.
Say hi.
And say hi. And next thing you know, we're standing taking pictures, and I'm realizing how really not tall Mr. Schefter is.
No, he's not.
And so I'm trying to get him on a step so that he's a step up on everybody. So because the three of us were pretty tall.
Yes.
They were around him, and we were trying to make Mr. Schefter look appropriately
and,
for his influence.
We told him that, you know, we did Sky Sports, you know,
yeah.
in London.
No, that always impresses
people.
We were
there for a Wembley game, and he's like, well, I'm like, you've never heard of the international
series?
No,
I know what Wembley is.
No, I'm like, the international
I know what Wembley
series.
What's the international series? What's the international
game that they play every year at Wembley Stadium in London?
I'm not sure what you're talking about. I know that we've in the past played preseason games.
This is a regular season game for the last 4 years that's been held at Wembley Stadium.
I think I'd know about that.
Yeah, I think you'd know about it too, buddy.
Oh, okay. I don't know what you're smoking, but have a nice evening.
Yeah, yeah. I suspect that next time we meet Adam Schefter and get to talk to him, he'll remember the international series.
Oh, one way or another, we're going to make sure he remembers.
At least,
he'll be embarrassed.
He would have to do a little research on the international series.
I think he's so confident in what he knows because he is so good.
Yeah.
That I don't think it even crossed his mind again.
That he was wrong?
That he could be wrong.
Oh.
I mean, he's that good.
I'm so confident.
I respect
that. I'm
not
that bad, am I? I mean,
still look it up. If I seem adamant enough, you'll go look it up. But
feel really bad because then I prove you wrong and then you get upset.
You don't always tell me when you look it up. I usually see you looking it up.
And then you yell at me and you're like, I just want to be right once, Miranda.
Pretty much. Yeah. I actually found the sound clip of you being pitiful that you were 21 games behind. And
really?
it was a little more whiny
that
than that.
Dude,
I found so much good stuff in the junk box.
Do you recall our little Palm Springs adventure a few weeks ago?
10 days ago?
And how confident you
were
with Cheetos and Cheesy Poofs?
Oh, yeah. Steven insisted.
And I'm like, Jeff, it's Cheetos, dog. And you're like, I've been eating Cheetos
since I
was 5 years old.
Here's the deal. Well, I actually included them in my favorite sandwich. That's how up on my cheese puffs I am. And so Cheetos cheese puffs, I was confident were the original cheese poofs.
And I'm like, dude, they were spun off.
No, the little crispy
crunchy,
ones were first.
And I'm like,
why on earth would that be the case? Because those suck.
No, they don't.
And Steven prefers them. You know, that's a preference issue. But Steven strongly prefers the crunchy to the poofy. I prefer the poofy to the crunchy. And I was so confidently wrong that the poofies preceded the crunchies. And Steven and made like a complete boob out of me. And that's fine. I'm accustomed to being boob of the day. It happens, you know?
But it was by like a long shot. Like Crunchy Cheetos came out in 48.
Yeah. And 70, 72.
71.
71, 72. Yeah. It was really amazing.
But I still love you anyways, man. That's okay.
Why? Because you're always right? You love me? Yeah, that's condescending.
No, because I'm always right. I really love the football helmets.
I do what I'm told.
I really love the football helmets. I do not like that I'm on the AFC side, though.
Steven, I gave you the choice of which side.
I don't remember the choice.
I gave you the choice. First of all, it's got to go AFC, NFC, because it's alphabetic.
I know, but we can.
So I gave you the choice. Which side do you want to look at?
Is this our Rave Cave? First of all, people, this is the first episode.
From the Rave Cave.
From the Rave
Cave. Which is in an undisclosed location.
Yes, it is. We cannot.
There's people that whose lives might be endangered if we gave away the location of the Rave Cave.
Anyway. But so the helmets make it.
When I took hours to install the helmets on the walls.
Which I was very appreciative of.
And you were. However, when we came in and I got the new table out for the new studio and the new Rave Cave, I said, where do you want to sit? Do you want to look at the NFC side or do you want to look at the AFC side? Because I'm looking at the AFC side, which is towards Steven.
Yes.
And when he looks at me, he can see the NFC side and see that his Cowboys need to move up a little bit. And then they're by standings by the end of the season. And they're broken out by division.
Right.
East, north, south, west.
Right, right. And it's fine. It's just that right now I'm looking at the AFC side.
You should look at me instead of looking up at a wall.
Oh, I see. Okay,
that's what I think. I think your eyes are averted. Put back the Kansas City Chiefs. What do you do with the Kansas City Chiefs?
I'm rolling them away from me as far as possible.
They
shouldn't have won that division last year.
No one should have won that division last year. The entire Western Conference for both teams should have resigned.
That is pretty bad that the Chiefs are way over there on the floor now.
Well, and then up here, the Seattle Seahawks win with a losing record.
I give you permission to take it off the wall and throw it over there with the Kansas City Chiefs.
I'm not going to throw it.
Don't throw it. Gently rolled it.
All right, roll away.
Gently
roll away.
There you go.
Roll away.
I'm going to step on it and break it, and we're going to have to spend $32.
It's dark while getting out of the studio.
$32, Steven. Why is it that I know how much these things
cost?
Because
you bought 31 of them.
Did you buy one of them?
Huh?
We didn't buy any of them. Sky bought
them.
Sky reimbursed us.
That's right.
But
that's
we've got to have our beautiful props.
We do.
For when we do TV.
For when we're
and
on
there
TV.
Will be a football season. And I am back to the financial matters. $175 when football is on. They will not hit the January 31st date because of the international series, Steven.
July 31st.
July 31st. Because
it'll be after July 14th, though. I do know that.
I seriously think that they will work it out. The majority of this deal is getting done right now.
They're not even talking right now, dude.
Hello?
I know they're talking, but it's not.
Hello?
I don't believe they're as close as you believe
they are. According to ESPN.com News Services, New York, ESPN's never been wrong.
And, you know,
that one time they were right. That was a really great day. The NFL and its players have again held secret talks, this time
secret
Tuesday,
talks.
At a New York City hotel, a source told ESPN.
I'm sorry, I'm going to stop you right here for a second. If they really meant it, if they really wanted something to get done, it wouldn't be a secret talk.
I completely disagree.
It would be out in the open. We are working to get this done, people.
Steven.
Come back to us, people. We know that you've been watching the NBA finals and the hockey finals and the baseball finals.
In record numbers. There's no baseball finals. We're at the quarter pole.
That's right. Whatever. Well, okay. The MLB All-Star. They play that in the middle? The season.
The All-Star game has not happened for baseball yet.
Okay, well, you know, you're watching all that stuff. Come back to us.
Watching NASCAR.
Come back to NFL Total Access.
No.
Come back to NFL Live.
Look, Steven, here's what I know to be true. Joe Average Fan is tuning into NFL Network and maybe on ESPN, NFL Live, about once every 3 weeks. Just to get an update and to make sure they haven't missed anything. Those of us that are more fanatical, possibly fantasy football players, each morning may go to ESPN.com just to make sure we're not missing something. But in general, most Joe fan does not give a rat's behind about where the game's at right now. If
so
they miss games, they will
be. You're trying to tell me that I have become
Joe fan?
A regular Joe fan. I haven't looked in a very long time.
I don't watch Total Access every day anymore.
I think the first time I looked at NFL.com was just a couple days when Plaxico got released from prison.
So they've updated the site since then?
I don't know.
Well, you went on earlier and you were cursing them for for moving right now, stuff on the site.
Yes.
So in the last 2 days. This is a good time for NFL sites to redo their websites, by the way, because no one's going there.
Hint, hint.
Hint what?
That we might be redoing our website.
We can't. We just did 2.0 last year. And 1.0 was good for 5 years, man. Come on. The shelf
but
life is what?
Get different. They
if
get
things
different.
Get different. Let me tell you, friends, if we get an NFL season sooner rather than later, dramatic, dramatic changes are coming to NFL rants and raves.
Can you say dramatic one more
dramatic.
Time?
Dramatic. That's the drum roll for a prize. Mine was the better one. Yes, dramatic changes will be coming to NFL rants and raves. And it's good.
Okay.
It's really, really good.
Can I ask this question?
Sure.
At 85.
Ocho Cinco.
Because the brother's going to be on the show. We don't get him on the show.
Right.
As a matter of fact, I'm going to go on another limb right now and say, I am never going to stop doing this show until Ocho Cinco comes on the show.
I'm never going to stop until Chad gets on the show. So when Chad's on the show, you quit?
That might be my last episode.
So it better never happen, is what I'm saying. That's what it sounds like. It would be the best interest of everyone to warn Chad to stay the heck away from us.
Why?
Because then the show ends. And if people like the show, they don't want that to happen.
I'm just saying.
I enjoy the show.
All right. I got to get Brother Chad on the show, though.
So you can quit? I think that's...
Not so I can quit, just because I've wanted to get him on the show for so long.
Then take back what you said about quitting once you get him on the show.
I didn't say it's not going to be like, okay, that's going to be my last show. Boom, I'm out.
Withdraw the comment. Withdraw the comment.
Otherwise, Chad can't come on the show?
Pretty much. I won't let him on. I'll unplug him. He'll be here, and you'll just hear a little...
Wow, it's like it never happened.
Pretty much.
Anyways, do we sound better today?
We sound a lot better. Thanks to David, our audio engineer.
David, the audio engineer.
We
got to start giving people credits.
Dallas, well, it's better than money.
Good point.
On the way back from Dallas,
something got pushed.
And I'm not saying that you're the one who packed up the gear,
but I didn't.
You packed up a lot of the gear.
Okay.
And the threshold knob on my side of the comp limiter got just turned off.
Yes.
And that's why I said it all
Steven's
echoey recently.
Crazy, evil way to get back at Jeff and to turn off his comp limiter button.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying you blew it. That's all I'm saying. Okay. I'm not saying anything mean like you have bad intentions.
I had bad intentions.
You prefer
did it on
bad
purpose.
Intentions, don't you? You prefer to be devious.
Well, if you're going to blame me for something, we don't even know. I'd say you packed half of the stuff, and I packed half
of
the stuff.
I think about a third. Honestly, I know this, Steven, because I felt guilty.
Okay.
There was something going on.
Did I lose some
keys or something that I was running around looking for?
No, you were looking for the stupid FedEx people.
Oh, God.
To try and get them to help you fill out the stupid form. But you did. I think you did
most of the work, and I felt really crummy.
Don't worry about it.
So that's the only reason I'd have any reference point. But Steven, anybody could have bumped a knob. Come on,
it's a knob.
That's the whole point of this whole setup. It's not portable. Okay, it's so not portable. And the fact that we spent a couple hundred bucks shipping it to Dallas and back is just ridiculous. Never doing that again.
Next year we spend $100 on the USB little USB mixer that only takes two mics and one little thing for your output to do the sound file, and that's all. And we don't worry. We just act a little more professional instead of yelling. And because we
but if we don't yell, we don't have fun.
I have fun. I'm having fun right now, and I'm not yelling
yet. Wait till you feel like yelling. Wait till a good rant sneaks up on you.
Speaking of that, how about we get to
some I'm in the middle of a story
NFL
right now.
News.
Okay.
No story. You're in the middle of a story.
I was in the middle of a news story.
Yes. Well, we should be talking about news then.
So then make it so.
NFL news.
Commissioner Roger Goodell, NFL Players Association head Demarai Smith, and select owners and players were present at the meeting in New York Tuesday. A source familiar with the talk said.
Is it really Demarai?
Most people just call him D.
Okay.
Because they don't want to mess with how to say his name.
Why don't somebody just ask him?
Well, remember that I'm Scotty DeJealous. That was one of my gamer tags, DeJealous, which is prominently displayed behind me.
I see that.
DeJealous.
Which, can we get like a real jersey behind you? I'm looking.
I got
at
my
two,
Brees jersey over
I'm
there.
I'm looking at two fake jerseys behind.
Fake?
Me. Yes.
I've got my Jozy Altidore jersey. Who, by the way, fake. We whooped on Canada tonight, 2-0. Woo! In the Gold Cup. Woo!
Okay.
First round group play of the Gold Cup, and we beat Canada 2-0 up in Detroit.
Take that, Damian Penny.
And one of that's right, and all of our other Canadian friends, A, Damian, we spanked
did
you.
Did you see the pictures that I put up from Star Wars in concert on Facebook?
No, I didn't.
You didn't? Okay.
And Damian commented on those?
Yeah, he's like, only in L.A., folks.
Yes. Heck yes.
I'm like, that show has toured all over the world for the last 2 years.
Yeah, it actually has. It's been at the LA. It's been at the London at Royal Albert Hall.
Yeah, it's been everywhere.
Come on.
So
the fact that it doesn't make it up to Newfoundland. No, he doesn't live in Newfoundland anymore. But he does live in Nova Scotia. Which is practically Newfoundland. It's Newfoundland with power.
No, it's funny because he...
Damien's liking that line. It's Newfoundland with power.
He did reply back. He's like, well, maybe it's come to Toronto, but not Nova Scotia.
That's my point. That's why I went on my honeymoon there, because it's nice, and there's nothing to do.
Nothing?
Nothing.
So that's a good place
we
to
We went to a hockey... Oh, it's awesome.
The
beaches.
The only thing you do is naked time.
Naked time, and we were there in the middle of October. If you can get the first weekend in October, the whole place is shut down. There's nobody there on the whole stinking island, and you can wander around in pretty good weather, completely naked, surrounded by wilderness or beaches, wherever you happen to be. It is beautiful. This brought to you by the Canadian Tourism Bureau. Visit soon. Call 1-800-952-9564. Operators are stated by. Remember, this is not a free call.
Can we beat Spain? Because I so want to be able to say, take that, Nacho.
Did you see Saturday's match?
No, I didn't.
They creamed us.
Really?
They destroyed us. I watched every...
What, like 6-0?
It was 3-0 early, and then they took out some of their superstars.
Because according to Nacho, we're playing again.
We're not scheduled to play then.
Yeah,
are we in the same bracket?
Do you
with them?
Read all the email? You read like the first line and then you stop.
I read the first half of the first line. I mean, in all fairness, when I hit a punctuation point,
for being on.
When I hit a punctuation mark, we're done. Okay.
Okay.
So if you want me to read your whole email, don't punctuate it. That's all I'm saying.
There you
and
go.
You just write to me at steven@rarn.net.
It's jeff@rarn.net.
Oh,
so you just want one long run-on fragment.
Well, then I got to read it.
Sentence.
And if you don't put spaces, I'm even more apt to read it because it just all runs together and I got to read it.
Okay.
So I struggle to read entire emails.
All right. I just want that noted.
It's been noted many times in the past.
Not on the show.
I replied to Notch, by the way. Who Nacho, what a guy is Nacho? He's won fantasy football league so many times that he donated his jersey or his hoodie. He donated it to Deeds.
Yes, he did.
How Little cool Ma. Is that?
Little Deeds Moss.
How cool is that? That Deeds Moss going to go
I don't
and
think
get himself
we have a small enough.
No, so what I'm going to do Ma. Is we're going to downgrade because we do have they mistakenly made some youth size T-shirts.
Ah, so we're going to send him a youth
We're going to send
t-shirt.
Him a youth medium t-shirt.
Are we going to autograph it?
Sure. Why not?
Okay, because, you know, maybe he doesn't want us to autograph it.
I don't think Deeds is, frankly, there's a funny thing about autism, Steven. Your opinions, you tend to keep to yourself.
Okay.
Along with the rest of your life, yes. You keep to yourself. And so I think his parents would enjoy it being
yes.
autographed. So
okay.
That's you do it for them.
We will send it to them.
But Nacho's just like, I don't need another hoodie. Why don't you guys? In fact, the hoodie that he wore to the meeting with the commissioner.
Yes.
Oh, I wish he hadn't done that.
I wish he would have let me take the picture with him in the commish, because I would have actually gotten the logo in the picture.
I was
whoever
so
took,
uncomfortable with
whoever
that.
Whoever took the picture of
probably
him
worked
the commish,
for the NFL.
Probably worked for the NFL, and they cut the logo off.
There is nothing more uncomfortable than having one of your sweatshirts.
Not for
in,
me.
In a room
like,
full
awesome.
Of people wearing jerseys
awesome.
That were all there to have a town
awesome.
Hall meeting
you
with
go,
the commissioner.
Notch. You
I
go.
Look, Notch is going to go. That's all there is to it. You can't stop him. You only hope to contain him. That's all there is to it.
By the way, are you going with us to Vegas in August?
Dude, you try and stop me.
Okay, I just
you try
sure.
and stop me.
Making sure that you
Vegas, baby, with Nacho
yeah.
con sus hombres.
Con sus hombres, that's right.
Oh, my gosh. We had a great time
Todos
in England.
Latos. Going to,
oh
going
my
to
gosh.
Vegas.
Pintura. Pintura por somebody allá.
A lot of pintura yelling over there. So that's going to be good. Vegas. Vegas, Nacho,
Vegas,
if you're listening,
baby.
We're ready, baby.
Bring it all.
You know why I spoke today?
For my birthday.
I Skyped with Mike the Cabbie.
Oh, you lucky dog.
Yeah, he was.
What, are you playing Words with Friends with him again and cheating?
No, I do not cheat, first of all.
You make up words no one's ever heard of.
I do not make up words. They're words if you haven't heard.
Carinthium. Come on. Everyone knows what a Carinthium is. I just made that up. I don't know what that is.
You just made it up. Yes, that is not a word. But I can't help it if you've never heard of fruits and vegetables and bushes and
fruits
shrubs
and vegetables
that I used to plant when I was doing landscaping.
For example, por ejemplo.
Por ejemplo, like a what did I use for Trisha that she was
that really made her
out?
Upset? Doesn't seem fair.
Get your chance, smart guy.
I think I used like a xenum or something like that.
I'm sorry,
xenum.
What?
Xenum?
Yes. And she was like, "What the heck is that?" And the worst thing is that I'm using a Z, and it was like a triple word score
on a double letter.
Double letter.
Therefore, and I ruled the school. I got 90 like, points.
I got
on
125
it. It was game
points.
That's just
and she just like that's 125 points. And she was just like, "Game over." She just hit cancel, and she was done.
Pretty much. So what did you and Michael
even
talk
Nipper's,
about?
Even Nipper's wife, she
is that. I know there's something that goes on between you and Nipper's wife that is less than. Platonic.
What?
I know there's at least some gaming. Okay. There's some gaming going on.
Say that again.
I know there's something that going on between you and Nipper's wife that is something less than platonic.
What?
I'm not talking Congressman Wiener.
Less than platonic?
Yes,
what's
but I'm not talking
than
about
platonic.
Something more intense of a gaming variety, possibly.
Yeah, we do game together.
See, that's what I'm saying. There's a little, you know.
She's a friend. She's my friend.
Does she fancy a game? He says knowingly, nudge, nudge, wink, wink, say no more.
You're horrible. Nipper is one of my good friends.
One of your best buddies, I know.
And his wife has turned out to be one of my good friends as well.
I know. I'm not implying anything. Okay, I see the Facebook responses, and I'm like, there's a playfulness in it that's just that tells me that there's something going on, like playing a game.
Okay.
For example.
Yes, there you go.
Tells me that. So I'm finishing. New York's NFL spokesman, Greg Aiello, said the league has no comment on the meeting, first reported by the NFL.
I want to be Greg, just so that I can say no comment to everything.
Greg says a lot more than that. Greg's really nice. He's been really very cool to us.
He is really nice, and he has.
So don't make fun of him,
every time you read a comment,
all he can say these days
lately,
is no comment.
Yes, lately I've been reading, you know, and Greg Aiello, you know, PR for the NFL, no comment. So
this story was first reported by NFL Network. Let's see. Who owns the NFL Network? Oh, that'd be the owners. This is the second time in the last week the two sides have met. We're going to work through this one sentence at a time. Go ahead, Steven.
I just want to know, would it be advisable if when my boss asked me a question, I could just say no comment?
I've been advised by my attorneys that I don't have to answer that question on the grounds that it might incriminate me. I take the
fifth. I'm just having fun right now because, you know,
I take the
it's a Jewish holiday till
again?
Yeah, sundown today until sundown.
Come on,
Thursday.
People.
So for the next 2 days,
was it Yom Kippur?
I don't know what it is.
Rosh Hashanah?
I should know what it
you
is.
You should.
I'm going to look it up.
All I know is Father's Day is a week from Sunday. It's not too early to get your gifts in the mail to Stephen and I. If we have played in any way the role of a surrogate father in your life, or a fatherly, or even a male with testosterone in his body influence in your life, send the gifts. Send them promptly to P.O. Box. I don't know what our address is, Stephen. P.O. Box.
You should probably go out to the website.
It's easier here. Ranch Raves Network, P.O. Box 70421, Pasadena, California, 91117.
All right.
And get those gifts in the mail because Father's Day is just around the corner. So,
yes.
Again.
I know I've been fatherly to some of you.
It's had to been.
All right, Jeffrey, what day
would
is today?
Would that make us a grandfather, Jagu?
Sunset of June 7th through nightfall of June 9th. No work is permitted for Shavuot.
Shabbat.
Shabbat.
Shavuot. Shabbat. Shavuot.
Shavuot.
Shavuot. I don't. What is that?
I don't know. Let's find out.
I mean, there's a lot of Jewish holidays, but I thought it was kind of in the know on some of these things.
I didn't think that you were going to learn about Jewish holidays today when listening to
NFL
Rants
and Raves, where you learn a lot about a lot and some a little about football.
The giving of the Torah.
Wow. Well, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
The Torah is the first five books of what we call the Bible, us Christians.
Yes.
And the Jewish people
and
call that
the
Bible,
Ten
the Torah.
Ten Commandments series is what it says.
Well, which is it, the Torah or the Ten Commandments?
It says
Which is
the
it?
Giving of the Torah, special section, the Big Ten of the Ten Commandments.
The Big series. Ten. Yes. I bring you 15.
Okay,
ten,
but here's
Ten Commandments.
Shavuot 101. What is Shavuot? Are you ready? And as soon as my iPad tells me, I will convey to you.
In the meantime, I want to relive the scene from the History of the World, Kaddishan? Part 1, where Moses comes down from the mountain with 15. Three tablets. I bring 15, and he drops one, and it breaks. Ten commandments.
Okay. The Torah was given by God to the Jewish people on Mount Sinai more than 3,300 years ago. Every year on the holiday of Shavuot, we renew our acceptance of God's gift and God's regifts of the Torah.
So it's the whole Torah.
Yes.
Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy.
The word Shavuot means weeks.
Weeks.
It marks the completion of the seventh week counting period between Passover and Shavuot. There you go.
Huh. So it's 7 weeks after Passover.
Yes.
So it's always this time around after Easter.
Yes.
Which is a floating holiday because it follows Passover. All righty, there you go.
Thank you, man. I think
our president said it best.
We do not have time for this kind of silliness.
We don't. Can we get to some real NFL news?
I want
to
finish this article.
Let's talk about plots, man.
This is the second time in the last week the two sides have met. I know you humnumbered this.
I did.
However, it's important and it's on people's mind. And the fact that these two sides are meeting without the only lawyer there is owners that are lawyers and D. Smith. Those are the only there's no general counsel for either side at these discussions. You know what that means, Stephen? Things are getting done.
Our texts, our phones, cell phones, iPads, allowed. You could be you could be texting your legal counsel.
Dude, if your lawyer's not in the room, he's not hearing what he wants to hear, which is everything. Okay, he's just getting a tiny snippet
from
you.
Ever heard of speakerphone?
Yeah, that'd be called really immoral and illegal to illegally...
Hey, you do what you got to do to win, all right?
Okay.
Some people do what they got to do to win, others don't. I think billionaires typically try to do whatever they got to do to win.
You're making me do this. I'm sorry. I didn't want to do it. However...
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No.
It's time, Steven.
It's still humnumbered.
No, but this isn't.
This is Bill Belichick, coach of the New England Patriots. He's won 3 Super Bowls. How? He cheated.
That never gets old.
Oh, gosh. Belichick.
Belichick.
All right, can we just talk about some other...
So this humnumbered thing, let me just finish off with when the two sides are talking and less lawyers are involved, there's a higher probability of accomplishing something. Period, full stop, end of discussion. The critical dates that matter. The next one, we've got the Hall of Fame game. I suspect they will postpone as long as they can. But we're currently missing the players getting together and working out. We'll talk about player workouts shortly. However, the discussions are happening in New York right now. Very happy about that. I was in Chicago last week. But just a little, Stephen, I just have some advice.
Yeah.
Advice for the owners. If you don't want people to know that you're doing something, i.e. you want it secret. Therefore, actually that was an EG, you want it secret. I'm sorry, not IE. For all you English freaks out there, shut up, okay? Okay, so if you're doing something in secret, it's important not to take your own private jet. That's really important. And if you're going to do it, make sure you don't get together with a couple other people where... Gee, Jerry Jones jet just landed at O'Hare's Midway Airport, Chicago O'Hare's Airport, not Midway. And oh, look, it's Woody Johnson's private jet landing, owner of the New York Jets, and now I got the owner
Robert
of Dallas Cowboys.
Kraft.
And, oh my gosh, Robert Kraft's private jet just sat down here, O'Hare Airport in the private tarmac.
Ziggy Wolf,
private.
What's he coming in from Minnesota for?
What could possibly these four people have in common?
They're billionaires.
Yes, it's a billionaires club meeting. That's it. Wait, they also
was Bill Gates there?
No.
Hmm.
No.
Was Paul Allen there?
No, Paul Allen wasn't there.
So it's not a billionaire.
And neither was my wife. It's like
she's a billionaire?
Oh, sure.
What the hell are we doing 70
times
up in
over.
Here?
Why am I hot? Why isn't there an air conditioner? I don't know. Guy might exaggerate a little bit. She's a skajillionaire. And so if you're going to meet in secret, don't take your own private jet.
What does skajillion come after?
It comes after billion. Duh.
I thought that was trillion.
Okay, it comes after trillion. I'm sorry.
All right.
Then you get skajillion.
Freaking idiot.
All right, so can don't take your own planes and don't all land at the same place.
Enough about the
people aren't
crybabies.
Stupid. They're going to do the math and go, there's secret talks going on.
Enough about the billionaire
then
crybabies.
The secret talks aren't secret. All right, enough.
Thank you. Let's start with football players at mini camps.
Don't be silly, Adrian Peterson.
Well, you can't really have a mini camp because, you know, there are no mini camps.
You have unorganized team activities.
Yes.
Instead of OTAs, you have UTAs.
Now, I just got a little rant.
Uh-oh.
Can I get a little rant in?
Yes, you can. I'm going to give you this.
And this is to the Carolina Panthers.
Carolina Panthers?
All right. Some players from the Carolina Panthers organized a little mini camp.
It was a barbecue, Steven.
Nothing could be finer than to be in Carolina for a Panthers football game.
They decided to ban all media from that activity.
Wow, that's unheard of.
Are you freaking kidding me? You're in the middle of a lockout. You are fighting against billionaire owners. You're not going to try and get the media on your side to write about how you guys, on your own, are doing this to continue to be in shape and get ready to play football. We're trying to give you some positive press. And you're going to lock me out? Are you kidding me?
Okay, point taken.
That is weenie, Carolina Panther football players. Weenie!
Okay, now.
Nothing could be finer than to be in Carolina for a Panthers football game.
Now, Steven, here's my only counterpoint to that. I'm the Carolina Panthers player, and you know what? I happen to notice that we're not a very good team.
You were bad last year.
Yeah,
I know that.
Yeah, stinky poo-poo bad. And now we got a brand new coach, John Fox on his way, now up in Denver.
Ron Rivera.
And Ron Rivera's now the man in place there. And you got a brand new quarterback.
But you can't work with Ron Rivera. So
correct.
This has nothing to do with him.
So you got a brand new quarterback.
Cam Newton is number one pick. Let's see what he looks like.
Cam got a playbook. And he's clearly going to be the future of the franchise. So he got a playbook. So he's getting the guys together. The last thing this rookie quarterback needs as he tries to put this together, because we know that not all rookie quarterbacks have been as successful as Cam was in putting something together. You've got to secure facilities. You've got to get equipment together. And you've got to get the guys together. You don't even have the guys' phone numbers, okay? This is a really tough thing to organize. As we found by Blaine Gabbert in Minnesota having far less success. Silly Adrian Peterson, hardly anybody showed up there.
Okay.
Because Blaine went and did the best he could. He got like a high school football field. A few guys that showed up said, I'm not getting on that field. That field's not safe. That equipment, those sleds are not safe. They're all rusted. If I get cut and get that rust, I'm going to get an infection. I'm going to die. And he couldn't even get a hold of the right people. And it was a nightmare. And that was public. And he's humiliated. And where are the Minnesota Vikings now? They're in worse shape than they were a year ago. And they may be at the head of the I Need Donovan McNabb Club.
They do need him.
I know, but this is the point. And, they went public.
Wait a minute. You mean Christian Ponder. Don't want to correct you. It's Christian Ponder.
Ponder.
The quarterback.
Ponder.
Quarterback.
I ponder. It was Ponder.
And Gabbert went to Jacksonville.
That was the big surprise was, wow, really? You're going to put that on David Garrard? Okay. Seriously, that was weird.
Like it was David Garrard's fault he didn't have anyone to throw the freaking ball to.
Pretty much.
He didn't have an offensive line to block for him.
Seen him win games. He's not bad. Yeah. He's got a horrible team. He's got a little MJD, and that's it. Just hand the ball off. So anyway, so that didn't go well for Ponder. And Ponder ended up looking silly, and a lot of the guys now even further question his authority.
Right.
And so I don't know that the Carolina guys were out of line in keeping the media away, because if things go badly, you don't want everyone talking about that. You're trying your best to right a ship that is in horrible shape.
They were bad.
We're talking Pirates of the Caribbean
you
16
know what? Now
bad.
All I'm writing, I'm trying to come up for a nickname that is not as threatening as a panther.
Okay. Well, a pantherette would be a female.
Black panther. Kitty.
Black cat.
But see, even black cat, with his superstitious people, it has like a little fearsomeness to it.
Superstitious people are very silly and superstitious.
Okay, says the man who has to wear the same socks for every softball game that he plays after he gets a triple.
You know what? They're not that dirty. I mean, come on. When I get a triple, it's a stand-up triple.
That's not a superstition.
If I get a triple, is it or is it not a stand-up triple?
It has to be because...
I ain't slide. There's no way I'm sliding. So unless I slide, how are my socks getting that dirty? I don't slide.
All right.
I can wear my socks a couple times.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
You know, just, you know, people have their superstitions. Everybody's got them.
I'm just saying.
Is all.
All right.
But everybody's got them.
True.
Okay.
I heard a great thing on soccer recently about talking about how superstitious soccer players are. Yes. And he says, I think it might have been Alexi Lalas. Yeah, I'm only superstitious until I start stinking. Then I change my superstitions immediately.
Then I got to wash my pants.
I always put my shirt on left arm first. Unless I'm really stinking the place up, then I switch over to the right side. Put your shirt on left arm first?
Really?
That's pretty silly.
I don't have any of those crazy superstitions. I used to. But I
knock on wood.
I think Trisha has broken me of many of them.
She's broken you of many things.
I used to be, don't open the umbrella inside the house.
Yeah, you would say that with some seriousness.
And then, you know, now my kids do it all the time.
They run around the house with umbrellas out because it's fun.
Yes, and then, you know.
And Steve is like, I like to be the fun dad.
Something breaks and then, you know, they start crying and, you know, told you about the umbrella.
Okay.
All right. We should move on.
What do you got for me, babe?
Well, Plaxico Burress was released from prison. All right,
It's time for Plax.
Let's talk about him.
Friends, if you have too much Plax, you should see your dentist.
You should. But what I said about Plax, I don't know if you saw the Facebook post I made about Plaxico.
Might have missed it.
The morning he was released, I said, Plaxico just released from prison. Did he get the last laugh? Because now he's free. And the NFL is shooting itself in the leg with this lockout.
Oh, that's funny.
I'm surprised you missed it. I think you should visit our Facebook page every day.
Every day! Anything posted to our Facebook page pushes through to my page. That's the way Facebook works. I don't know if you know that.
That's right. Then why
so I don't have to visit our page.
Yes, but if you get so many posts from all of your friends that it pushes our NFL stuff down to the bottom, then you don't see it.
But I don't have any friends, Steven. This is my point. I must have not logged in that day.
Okay, so you didn't log in that day. What about yesterday?
What
about today?
Today I was really busy. James and I had a 2-hour breakfast lunch.
Man.
Saved us $5,000.
Nice.
It was a good lunch. Lucky Boys was good to us.
I wish I could go to Lucky Boys for lunches.
Soon, baby, soon. And just hang on.
Breakfast.
We get that league year started, people, and good things are going to happen.
Come on, league year.
Come on. I like this from Sirius NFL Radio, which I still do listen to, just to make sure nothing's happening. And it's not. Trust me. There's nothing happening. As is evidenced by NFL Network's 10 best top 10 lists.
They brought back the top 10 lookalikes football players.
Oh, gosh.
You know what?
They're really scratching.
They actually said Tom Brady. And are you ready for this?
All right.
Who do you think?
I was going to the kid from Silver Spoons, Ricky Schroeder.
No. They said Justin Bieber.
Oh, I see that.
I don't even know who Justin Bieber is.
Well, you don't have a daughter old enough.
There you go.
You gotta have a teenage daughter, and then you know who Justin Bieber is.
They nailed Omar Epps for Mike Tomlin, and they put the pictures together. Man, they looked exactly alike.
He's a guy who lives under a bridge in St. Louis.
No. Omar Epps. Who is he? He's an actor. He's an African-American actor. Pretty famous.
I would hope so.
Oh, and then who did they have for
why are you watching this garbage?
Because it's on the front page of NFL.com. That's all they got.
That's all they got. And this is the point. Today on ESPN NFL, it's the 10 toughest places to play in. Everybody is so desperate for content right now.
We should give them content. Let's just start making up stuff. Can we play the rumor game again like we did a couple years ago?
That was an especially good show.
So our duty is to check all rumors, even if they're ridiculous.
Even if we start them.
Even if we start them.
So I have it on tremendous authority. Remember, this is just a rumor. That Peyton Manning is actually the same person as Eli Manning. Have you ever seen them on the field at the same time? The one game where they played against each other?
Yes.
Did you ever see them on the field at the same time?
Well, they both play offense.
This is my point, Steven. So, it's just a rumor. Yeah. I don't put
How
a lot of stock in rumors
could
generally.
Could it be that
one's a dork and the other one's cool?
Yeah.
I don't know.
And one could be so good and the other one could be so bad.
Oh, God. Talk about stories that are coming out of nowhere. So NFL Network has been doing their top 100 players
yes.
as ranked by today's players.
Yes.
Well,
wait,
out
top
of,
100 players of 2011.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
That are currently in the
yes.
league based on ranked by current players.
Yes.
Well, the New York media was all verklempt because, and that's a Yiddish phrase, which the New Yorkers would know.
Verklempt.
All verklempt. Because
Eli Manning wasn't on the list?
Well, Eli wasn't on the list, and neither was Mark Sanchez.
Ooh.
And they're like, okay, wait a minute. You know who's on the list? Matty Ryan's on that list.
Okay.
Joe Flacco's on that list.
Okay.
Okay, but Eli's not. Eli's won a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And frankly, he's not a bad quarterback from my point of view anymore.
If you look at that statement again, it's the top 100 players of 2011 as they performed in the year 2011, not
no
for their whole career.
No performed in 2011 because there was
since the 2010-2011 season.
Okay, so as they played last year?
Yes.
Well,
it's the top 100 players
okay.
of last year.
Let's just take Mark Sanchez again.
Okay.
Guy led his team to the AFC Championship game.
Did he?
This is my point.
Did he?
This is my point. I think he's.
I love the kid.
I think he. I do too.
Did he?
I love Mark, but I think he's the worst quarterback at a good team in the NFL.
I'm not going to say the word worst quarterback
on a good team.
I
made a statement, a clarifying statement, Steve. I don't think he's one of the worst quarterbacks in the league at all.
Right.
I think that of the good teams in the league, and that would be teams going deep in the playoffs,
right.
which they had the last 2 years
he
in a row,
the
he is the
one.
Least.
Okay.
Of those people. And that's some pretty studly people that he's keeping company with.
I would agree with.
Okay, that's all I'm saying. So that he didn't make the list didn't bother me. That
no.
Eli didn't make the list didn't bother me.
No.
That Matt Ryan made the list and hasn't done anything. But it wasn't. Look at it again to
but
make sure it's of
again,
just last season.
I will make sure
it is.
I will, but he did take his team far last year.
He did.
It was him. I mean, they went as far as they did because of him, not despite of him.
Okay, and I stumbled upon this in the drawer as well, Stephen.
Fly high, Falcons, straight down the field. Fly high, Falcons, never to yield.
Oh, God. Did
Isn't
we?
That awesome?
Did you find all of the football?
No, but I found a lot of them.
Oh, man.
And I'm really excited.
Should we have
fight
that
song.
War again?
Many,
fight
many,
song challenge.
Many, many years ago, if we went back in the Wayback Machine of NFL Rants and Raves, you would have heard the fight song challenge one summer.
We
and
could
it
do
was
it really,
great.
We could do it up now with, like, good voting process.
Really?
Yes.
A good voting process.
As opposed
we're not
to
talking
the,
about a presidential
the,
election. We're talking a real
the,
voting process.
As opposed to the skewed voting process that we had.
For the rabies?
No.
Just asking.
No, for the fight song challenge many years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Because that one got jacked. I mean, people would jack it.
It was cool, though. I mean, because basically we pitted two teams against each other.
Yes.
And then we narrowed the field that way. Which was kind of fun, and we had a whole bunch of them. And I bet we got so many more listeners now, we could find all the fight songs.
There are
some teams
that
don't
have any, so we'll just make one up.
You owe me a Coke.
Okay.
I could really use a Diet Pepsi.
I could do something right
Dude,
now.
Dude, the Rave Cave needs,
yes.
it's got a fridge,
needs
but
air.
The fridge is empty. Yes, it needs yes. air.
Which, by the way, I'm not saying anything the rest of the show.
No, you said we were not starting another season, and this is not a season. If you will recall,
what
Steven.
What is this? This is 6.5.02, so what, it's limbo?
You'll remember.
The contract doesn't go into effect until there's a new season?
Strange days indeed. Strange days indeed.
Strange days indeed, Steven. None of us asked for this lockout. None of the players asked to be locked out. None of the journalists did. None of the trainers did. None of the vendors did. None of the sweatshirt makers did. None of the people affiliated with this game except for
wow, you
32
to,
billionaires,
you,
sorry,
you went
31
to,
billionaires and a city all decided that we're going to jerk the carpet out and destroy something that's really beautiful. Nice job, Sparkies.
Okay.
I don't see those videos anymore.
What videos are you looking for?
The top 100 of 100.
Oh, I don't. Yeah, the list. I don't know, but I am going to need a Diet Pepsi break here. I mean, because
well, we've been going for
about 80
coming
minutes,
up
or
for
40
50
minutes.
50. Yes, 49:40 right now. So okay. We'll take a break, and then we'll come back and finish up our draft round one. How about that?
Okay, but we still got to talk about Michael Crabtree. We never finished talking about Plaxico Burress. Plaxico Burress. We never talked about
Plaxico Burress. That is a great name.
I got to go to that liquor store in the corner though, because our fridge is empty.
What's up, Purse?
I can't make a purring sound because I'm dehydrated.
We'll be back in a moment. All right, so
that guy at the liquor store was weird. The guy behind the counter, he was really creepy.
We're rewinding that back.
Oh. Wow, that guy at the liquor store was weird. I want to make sure that gets
he
in there.
He was really creepy.
He was. He had one tooth.
I don't know why you went to the liquor store to begin with.
Because the refrigerator's empty at the Rave Cave.
Yes, you should stock it with Pepsi.
I know. Diet Pepsi for me.
And Pepsi and Arrowhead water bottles.
Arrowhead water bottles. That's not very environmental. Can I refill them from the hose?
It is very environmental.
Can I refill them from the hose after each show?
No, refill them.
And then I'll put the cap on tightly so it'll feel like it's new.
I want real spring Arrowhead water.
Where do you think our water comes from, Mr. Man?
Not from Arrowhead.
Lake Arrowhead provides a good deal of the water to Southern California.
Not to my house.
No.
My house's water comes from Chimichanga.
I didn't know. Damn, don't drink the water.
We don't. Why do you think we buy Arrowhead bottled water?
I understand.
Water?
I understand now.
Okay, now it makes total sense to you.
I love going to Lake Arrowhead, dipping my cup in the lake and going, Arrowhead.
Never been. I've never been to Lake Arrowhead.
Really?
Do they have arrowheads in the lake?
No, the lake is largely, it's a man-made lake, and it's largely shaped like an arrowhead.
Ah, so the man-made lake.
It's huge. Okay, it is really, really large.
How do you make a man-made lake that large?
You dig a hole.
That large?
You dig a hole.
And how do you put the water in it?
It comes from a spring and snow runoff.
Huh.
Right. So it was a way to actually create water for L.A.
To get the water.
Because we steal most of our water from Northern California, which they're still pissed off about us.
Yes.
About
you
that.
Know what?
But you know what? Get over it, people. That was a long time ago. And we signed the contracts for
it. I was
about
to go, deal with it. Did you ever watch a show called Better Off Ted?
Better Off Ted?
30-minute comedy show on ABC that lasted two seasons. And why did it only lose two seasons? Because, I'm sorry, Middle America, you don't get funny. But
Middle America doesn't get funny?
No. They
really?
Don't. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Middle America, I think, is what is why reality TV is so popular.
You're stigmatizing.
I shouldn't.
Does my mom watch a lot of reality TV?
Isn't she from Middle America?
No, she's from here. She was born in Los Angeles.
I'm sorry. I thought she was born
She grew up in Los Angeles.
I thought she was born in Kansas.
Her mother was born in Kansas.
There you go. Okay.
Okay, but that was over 100 years ago.
The apple doesn't fall too far from
the
tree.
That was well before television was invented.
The apple doesn't fall too far from the tree.
Do I watch any reality television?
No.
Okay, how far does the apple fall from the tree? This is my point. It's not a Middle of America thing. Everybody watches reality television. I don't because I don't like it.
I don't.
I find my own reality to be just complicated enough and funny enough, frankly.
You know what? Funny, I've just felt recently that smart, funny television shows don't make it in Hollywood.
Studio 60 on the Sunset Strip.
That's one.
Brilliant.
Of them. Sports Night.
Well, same writer.
Okay.
Okay.
Better Off Ted.
Not the same writer, was it?
Maybe.
Aaron Sorkin?
No, it wasn't Sorkin.
Got the Academy Award for The Social Network, which was the worst piece of writing he ever did. It wasn't bad. But the guy's written a lot better. West Wing? Oh, my God. Season 1 through 5? Oh, my God. Great writing. Studio 60, Sunset Strip? Great writing. Sports Night? Great writing. Social Network? Really good writing.
Anyways, Better Off Ted and the two scientists. And there's this one episode where this guy comes in and tries to tell him, get him to loosen up, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, you know, and if your boss has a problem, just say, deal with it. So this goofy little nerdy
deal with it, man.
Deal with it. And you just got limp-beasted. Just stupid stuff like that. And I'm going to record.
Are you taking any prescription medication?
As a matter of fact, I am.
Okay.
And I'm going to record him saying, deal with it. And whenever you say something that, you know, I say something and you're like, Steven, and I'm just going to say, deal with it.
All right. Noted.
I'm play it on you.
Noted.
Don't crack your head like that.
It feels
Let's
so good.
Finish with the news. Can you tell me anything about Plasko?
I can. He got out of prison. Steven, what was the character in Jerry Maguire?
Bob Sugar.
Did Bob Sugar get Jerry Maguire by Drew Rosenfelsenstein? Oh, my gosh. He jumps in Black's arms. Black's been incarcerated for 24 months.
Check this out. I see the video that Espen has of Drew Rosenhaus running up and jumping that Plastico.
Yes.
And I didn't know it was Drew at first because you only see the back.
Exactly.
And then finally he turns around and you're like,
well, Plax has a gay lover? Oh, no. It's his agent.
So then, as immediately as I see that, I think to myself, that's like Bob Sugar from Jerry Maguire.
I tell
and,
you.
And as soon as I say that, Paul Pabst, producer for Dad Pabst Himself, tweets it and puts a link to the scene that I'm thinking about exactly. It was weird. It was the weirdest thing.
We all need lives, man. That's sad. We're all watching the same thing, Polly and you and me, and we're all thinking the same thing. Well, I swear, you have to think that if you've seen the movie.
Sugar, man.
He jumps. He literally did an Oprah. I mean, he jumped into the arms of Plaxico Burress.
Even Plax looked at him like,
and Plax has dropped at least 40 pounds since being in prison. So although he's really tall, he's really lean now. And I was afraid Drew was going to knock him over.
He almost did. Plax even looked at him like,
what the hell are you doing,
come
brother?
Come on, bro.
We saw each other last month.
You got to jump on me like that. What's up?
Oh, my gosh.
But it is cool to have, you know, your agent and
super
your
agent.
Legal attorney and,
right.
you know, come in these big old vehicles to
I
pick
think
you up.
More
you
importantly, it's nice that he could have his daughter with him, who was born
yes.
since he was incarcerated.
That is true.
And that's really nice. He soaked up the reunion. He looked
Eagles,
like a giddy kid.
Jets, Seahawks, Cardinals. There you
You're
go.
Leaving out the Rams.
I don't think so.
Wow. Why?
Steve Spagnuolo.
Spagnuolo won't do it?
A Giant who knows who doesn't want any part of that. Remember, he was with the Giants.
Yeah.
During Plax days.
Okay, that's a good observation. I have not heard someone do the negative math.
Yeah.
I've only heard the positive math of
what
a good fit it is.
Yeah, sure, they need a wide receiver, of course.
Yeah.
But because of Spagnuolo, I don't think so.
So Spags would shoot it down because there's too many personal things that, look, you let the team down.
Yeah.
And we can't have guys who let the team down. Did he let the he let the team down, but I'm sorry. I still will rant and rave about his incarceration versus the guy who,
that's
and
true.
I don't want to know the guy's, don't remind me the guy's name, who ran over a guy and killed him with his car.
I can't remember.
And says,
you.
Here's $20,000, have a nice life, $200,000. And versus, I illegally possess a firearm and shoot myself, you're in jail for 24 months. I ran over a man and killed him with my car. Well, that was bad. Okay. Don't see it. I want equivalency. I want fair.
Dante
and Plax hurt himself.
I got to give the name. It's Dante Stallworth who did that.
Angry
and by the
face.
Way, he was playing football last year.
Yeah, angry face.
Yeah.
Plax,
did you bring back?
Yes,
the
when
Seattle
I didn't want to step on the Seahawk helmet. See, but they're expensive.
I know, but I'm looking, I was like, wait a minute. I still have a vacant spot.
You still have a hole where Kansas City Chiefs used to live.
Why are the Seahawks back up there?
You know I have a little anal retentive side.
Oh, my God. I know this is killing you right now.
Pretty much. There's 31 helmets up there.
Yeah, I know. It's killing you. There's the 32nd right over there.
I can't
the
see it. If I could, it would bother me even more. Okay, so we don't know who Plax is going to go to. The
yes.
Eagles, never going to happen.
I gave you my four.
All right.
Eagles,
never.
Jets. Cardinals, Seahawks.
Cardinals. No.
And I'll bet another quarter.
Weisenheimer
another
might do
25
it.
That one of those four teams picks him up. That means I'm giving you 28 other teams.
I usually take that wager.
But not this time.
Yeah, I might. Again, we
well, think about it. We've got plenty of time, baby.
Shush. You said Eagles,
Jets,
Cards,
Seahawks.
Seahawks, man, do they need a lot of help.
Cards needed. Oh, cards. Yeah, it's nice. Everyone wants to. Why is everyone so desperate to put someone alongside Fitz? I mean, yeah, that makes you. But you Fitz, still got no one to get you the ball.
Even though Fitz didn't struggle.
He didn't.
Too much last year.
He did reasonably well.
Reasonably.
All by himself.
You put a plaque next to him?
I'm thinking you put a quarterback out there with Larry Fitzgerald, and then you got something.
What's wrong with Cups? Or what's in the
Cups? Cups is a game that Chandler invented on Friends.
There you go! That's right, Jeffrey. What was the dude's name? Not Cups.
Koopa? Which is Cup of?
Max Hall, I'm sorry.
Oh, Max Hall. Cups?
I don't know why I went with Cups.
Hall, Cup, what's the difference?
It's the same thing.
Martini glass.
Anyways,
all Plaque said after his release is, it's a beautiful day. It's a beautiful day to be reunited with family. I want to go home, spend some quality time with them. I'd like to thank everybody for their prayers, their words of encouragement.
And my agent, who just jumped on me.
All my fans.
Is going to talk to me about all the teams that want me and going to give me money.
And my fans around the world who wrote thousands of letters for their unwavering support. Do you really think you got thousands of letters?
Maybe.
It's possible. That's just weird to me to get that kind of mail.
Okay. You know what's weird? Can we change the Altidore and the Breeze jersey?
Not now during the show.
Well, not
first
right
of all,
now,
Josie Altidore, again, what did he do today?
I know.
He scored a goal for us.
And
a
goal!
Love Josie. Not as much as I love Drew Brees. Don't get me wrong.
So we should swap them.
But the point of him being here in the Raves
You're
cave. I'm honoring the most famous
football.
American football player.
Yes.
Right? The most famous American, football
Soccer.
Player. What the world calls football. So you've got Vince Young behind you, DeMarcus Ware.
You got Altidore and DeJellis.
And
neither who are actual American football players.
They don't play American football. That's correct. But they are Americans, and they represent football. There we go. That's why Josie's here, and I like the kid. I think he's terrific, and he sure did well tonight against this kid. Oh, Canada, our home and native land.
Alone.
So he said a lot of nice things, and he spent more than an hour at a hotel with his family and, of course, was stalked by paparazzi all over the place. But he really did look happy and humbled, I must say. That's my opinion on this. I hope that it's true. According to Drew Parsley, Sage, Rosenhaus, and Time, he says he wouldn't rule out any team. I wouldn't rule out the Giants. I wouldn't rule out any club, he told reporters. I really won't talk about specific teams because I don't want to hurt his position. As far as the Giants, my personal opinion is he wouldn't rule them out. I certainly wouldn't. We're going to be open to all 32 teams. Ultimately, this will be Plax's decision, not mine. I'm here to help him pick the best spot where he'll get the best contract, and that is what we'll do.
Drew, don't waste your time with the Giants.
Yeah, that's been made clear by a lot of people. Brandon Jacobs, I mean, even friends.
Yeah.
Friends of his on the Giants
he
are saying.
He recanted, though, on Sirius 2 days later.
But all he meant, Stephen, by the comment, which I'm sure he still stands by, is I don't think Plax needs to be in one of the largest media markets on earth. That's not going to help him get his feet back on the ground.
Okay.
It'd be nice to have a landing spot where you're not chased by paparazzi all the time. And that's really what
paparazzi's
he was talking about.
Good. What's wrong with paparazzi? I can't wait to have them. I'm going to freaking pose for these guys.
You're going to be the Lady Gaga of the NFL?
Hey, what's wrong with that?
She's a hermaphrodite.
She is awesome.
I got nothing to say about her. Dude.
Why are you starting rumors? I guess it's become the rumors and innuendos.
No. Someone, I heard just within the last day, someone said something stupid to that effect.
Okay.
And I saw an interview of her on my 60 Minutes app.
Yeah.
And that's the first time I'd really gotten a chance to see anything with her. And I was impressed with the young lady.
You're
I thought
the hermaphrodite
she was
a cheerleader from Long Island?
I thought she was brilliant. I really did. I thought she was
She's awesome. She is a
marketing genius.
She is the new Madonna.
She is beyond Madonna. She had the little sparklers attached to her boobies and bikini area.
She took that from Madonna.
But she one-upped it by what she did next.
Where she put it,
yeah. And that was the fun of it. I mean, she really
is awesome.
No, she's clearly talented. And The biggest self-promoter that's ever lived, and more power to her.
Trisha said, she's got such a beautiful voice, and I like her music, but
she's such a weirdo. And she's not such a weirdo. She knows that weird sells.
Yes, weird does sell.
And if she was just the Christina Aguilera I met when she was 15, who just did a little song for Disney, yeah. People go, that was really pretty. Here's a Grammy Award. And then they forget about you.
Yes.
No one's going to forget about her, Lady Gaga, okay? Nope. And she is weird, and apparently if you got her in a special place, Stephen, where you're having special times,
yes,
she prefers that you not call her Gaga, which is what she likes to go by most of the time. She wants to be called by her real name, which is like Denise or something.
Wow.
You should find out what that is, because that really freaks her out if somebody was to say Gaga when she's having her special time.
I see.
She wants to be called by her real name.
Well, seeing as I probably don't have a shot at getting special time with her.
A shot? I mean, there's so many ways to get shot, Steven. Ask Plaxico. This is all because of Plaxico, and you can shoot yourself.
You're trying to bait me into a story when we're not going there, Jeffrey.
I'm not.
So we're going to move on. What's next?
Moving on, last but most certainly not least, is Michael Crabb, Money Tree, and Alex, sort of the quarterback Smith, having a little pissing contest, which is quite amusing. So even though free agent
to
quarterback...
see who pisses longer?
No.
Further?
Frustrating each other, shall we say. So even though he's a free agent...
Getting drunker?
Alex Smith has been...
Is that what
they
say in London?
Oh, to be pissed? Well, that's why I said I think I changed my word eventually. Because for some people, that's a naughty word, and I don't want those people to think
that. Yes, don't ever say that on TV.
But even though he's a free agent, Alex Smith has been endorsed by Jim Harbaugh, new coach, Stanford coach. And Mike Crabtree isn't buying it. So when Alex Smith got some of the players together for a little team building thing, Crabtree's like, I ain't going.
Smith says,
oh, you know, it's, someone, a reporter asked, probably Burroughs, why wasn't Michael there? And Alex says, I don't know. You'll have to ask him. Well, them's fighting words, apparently, to Michael. Okay. So now Crabtree comes out basically saying that, well, really? There's team get-together? Who's calling it? And he said, Alex Smith. And he says, is he the quarterback? Oh. Nice. Burn.
You were there when Crabtree almost got killed by Alex Smith last year at training
but
camp.
Mind you, Stephen, I was on the opposite sideline.
Okay.
Okay, so I was, how wide is a football field?
60.
Is it 60? No. It's 40. 45. 40 yards. I was that 60. Far away from the play, okay?
Okay.
So I was a good distance away from the play.
Yes.
Where Alex laid a pass up so high that Crabtree had to lunge in the air, full body layout, and then he got tagged in the middle.
So now maybe if you're Crabtree, you're like,
I was really far away from that when that went down.
The first pass this guy threw me at training camp last year, a real full-on training camp where all the coaches were there and all the players were there, and I got killed?
Yeah.
You think I'm going to one where he's being the guy who's calling all the shots? You think I'm going to that training
camp? Maybe he would have thrown you a better pass if you'd shown up to the first few days of training camp.
Hey, he was excused by the coach.
Yeah.
Alex Smith is not the coach.
No.
Alex Smith, as far as we know, may not even be the quarterback of that team.
Well, as far as Jim Harbaugh is concerned,
oh my God.
He is.
I'm defending Crab Money Tree.
That's right. And I'm defending Alex Smith, who's a really bad quarterback. However... That so, being said,
we should stop defending either of them.
I suppose so, because neither one of them ranks real high on the NFL Rants and Raves Love Index.
Well, we've got to get going because it's time
with the 14th pick.
It's time to finish up the first round of the NFL Draft.
In the 2011 NFL Draft, the St. Louis Rams take North Carolina defensive end Robert Quinn. There you go. Steven, it's all you. Now, Robert Quinn, good kid, really going to do a great job in the pass rush. There's been some medical questions about him. He had a really weird disease. I don't remember what it is anymore, but they think that they've got a handle on it, and it is a strange medical condition, but nothing that's affecting his play. So the Rams taking a tiny risk on the physical side of things, but this kid is really the real deal. He can do it, and he's going to be a terrific pass rusher.
Yeah, and you know, the Rams had a problem with the defensive side of the ball last year.
Did they?
Just a little.
Stopping pretty much anything?
Yeah.
Yeah. It wasn't their offense that shot them in the foot last year. They didn't burr us up. It was the defense that let this team down greatly. Spags did an amazing job with this offense, getting it going. But he's always been more known, hasn't he, as more of a defensive guy?
Spagnuolo?
Yeah.
He's a defensive guy.
Yeah, so it's like, what's going on here, Steve? You got to improve this significantly. And he says, I am. So with the first round pick, the 14th overall, I'm taking Quinn, and we're going to start to do some things.
From the ACC. And, you know, Quinn, big, big guy.
Huge.
6'4", he's tall, long reach. He'll get around, be a good pass rusher. I think it was a good choice. I'm not sure. You know, the Rams really, if it was me, I need a wide receiver. If I was Rams, I'm moving up and getting an A.J. Green or
you would have gotten Green
or Julio Jones. I would have done whatever. I mean, if the Atlanta Falcons can move up to get a Julio Jones, why can't the Rams? Apparently they said, we're okay with the wide receiver.
See, the deal is Green went fourth and Jones went sixth. So, I mean, you're moving up a long way. You got to give a lot
from
away.
14, Atlanta came up from all the way from Timbuktu.
Yeah, and they gave away this year's draft and the first pick next year.
Right.
And not literally, but they gave away mostly that, and that was a lot, and that's maybe too much for that.
All right,
which is why I'm saying that I don't know if they could have afforded that. They have 14, so many defensive needs.
At 14, they couldn't obviously take a wide receiver, so they went with their defensive needs, which they certainly needed. They had.
I think they probably just followed their board, and he was the best guy for what their needs were that was available. I think they probably, if Green or the A.J. Green or the other wide receiver.
Julio Jones.
Julio. Had fallen down to them, I think they would have pulled the trigger there. I think it's likely that they would have just sucked it up somehow, free agency, or just gone pure defense rest of the draft. They would have probably done something like that had one of those players been available.
You know, my problem is they spent their third and their fourth round picks grabbing wide receivers. I think that was a little too late for the Rams.
Well, again, you're either going to trade away a lot to get that wide receiver, in which case you can't help your defense enough, or you're going to take a second, third tier wide receiver and make sure your defense is going to be good. And Robert Quinn's going to be around for several years, and I think he's going to be a real impact player in the league.
He's certainly a Spagnuolo type of a guy because Spagnuolo believes in his defense. He needs to have a lot of people on the defensive line that he could swap around with, and this is going to be one of the guys that he gets to add to that mix. And I understand why they did it. You know what? I think with the first round pick, I want sexy. And this was not
sexy.
It wasn't. But it was good.
I don't remember meeting him. It was good. Is he a good-looking kid?
He was one of the guys that I'm not even sure if he was there.
See, that's our problem with him. We just didn't get a chance to meet him.
We didn't get to meet him, and
we didn't
see if he was sexy.
Mike Pouncey, sexy guy.
Yeah, and that's the next pick.
Well, okay. With the 15th pick in the NFL draft, the Miami Dolphins take guard from Florida, Mike Pouncey.
Yeah, so Mike, the brother of Marquis Pouncey, the center for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
We didn't get to play. Or Marcus?
I call him Marquise.
Oh, okay. Well, you guys are closer. Hey, I only got a fist pump out of him. So.
Yeah, well, you know, I spent some time with him. He was, remember at the Super Bowl, he was in a leg cast. So they had him up in the stands.
Right.
And I went up to the stands and I went and I chilled with the brother for a little bit. We talked.
Were you supposed to be getting me a pretzel at that time?
Possibly, but I decided it's Pouncey. I got to talk to the dude.
I guess I don't blame you.
And he was pretty cool. You know, I asked him there at the draft, how's the leg? Because we spent a lot of time, obviously, talking about his leg. He gave me the I'm 100%.
Oh, no, not the 100% again.
But then you kind of saw him tweak away. Remember?
I saw, well, again, the floor of Radio City is a slope.
Yes, it is.
So the floor of Radio City Music Hall is sloped. The floor for the crowd, the stage, I'm sure, is flat.
Right.
But the floor where we were on the ground floor is sloped very seriously, like a theater should be. And when he turned to walk away from Fox Radio, he just took the tiniest little flinch I saw in him, like, ow, like you stepped on a tack kind of thing. And then he had a very slight limp as he walked up the ramp to get out of the auditorium. There with his brother Mike on his side,
right.
And I just that was the only thing that made me go 100%, really
100%,
maybe 80, yeah. But hopefully.
But anyways, Mike, offensive line, he's going to be great for the. You know, one thing that the Miami Dolphins needed, obviously, they needed some better run blocking and they need a better pass protecting, and Pouncey's definitely going to help in that arena.
It's going to help a lot. I really had hoped that Pittsburgh would reunite them.
It
would have been cool.
The Dolphins really kind of crushed the Steelers. I'm pretty sure the Steelers wanted to do that. Here's the deal with the Miami Dolphins now.
Yeah.
Once again, this is a team who they are quarterback-less.
Question mark.
That's
all
right.
Over the offense, frankly.
Well, yeah, you know, Ronnie Brown and Dope Boy are getting
Brian
a little,
Hartline.
They're getting a little.
You're relying
little,
on him to catch older. The rock.
That's right. So, you know, Brandon Marshall, he's been stabbed by his wife. So
we have not had an update from him.
We have not. Other that's than really he's still curious. Not talking, right? And so they're not. He's not cooperating with the police because.
Well, he doesn't want his girl to get thrown in the can.
There you go.
And the fact is, she stabbed him.
Yes.
And if he talks, she's going to jail.
Love, she is a crazy thing.
Tell me about her, won't you?
Yeah, love is so crazy that you will allow someone to stab you in the chest and you still won't send him to jail.
Dames. They reach down your throat, rip out your heart, throw it on the ground, step on it with their high heel shoes. Slap it on a platter, stick it in the oven, and cook the out of it. Serve it to you for dinner and expect you to say, "Thanks, dear. It's delicious."
I've heard that before.
Steve Martin, Dead Men Don't Wear Plaid.
I see.
About dames.
Dames, man. Dames. I'm telling you. Love is a crazy thing. Men do some stupid stuff. Let's just put it that way.
Wiener kind of stuff, shall we say?
For the opposite sex.
Oh, and man. Women, I mean, men are stupid.
And women don't know that they have that kind of power. Some women don't. And there are some women that do know
and
that.
And those women
that
do know that, they have
that
kind of power. They're scary.
They are scary.
Wait,
well, most women don't know that.
I need to play this for them.
By the way,
this is a public service announcement to men. If you meet one of those women, and you'll know because you know what? You're not that good-looking a guy. And this chick is all over you like flies on horse manure. And you can't shake her. And she's sober. And you look, you go, "I'm not that good-looking. I have a track record. I'm okay. I'm not ugly, but I'm not that good-looking." There's an angle here.
Yeah.
Then
By the way!
She's going to work you so many ways, it's not even going to be funny, and you're going to be left, and she's going to serve it to you on a plate and expect you to say, "Thanks, dear. It's delicious."
Yes.
This public service announcement has been provided by NFL Rants and Raves.
Yes. Anyways, back to the Miami Dolphins. They...
Mike Pouncey, good pick, but they do have some huge question marks on the offensive side of the ball.
What is up with that team? Why can't I say anything nice about them?
Because they haven't done a lot right since. Steven, they're...
You know, I know what it is. I remember that 13-0 drubbing they took at the hands on Thursday Night Football against the Chicago Bears last year.
That game
was ugly. It was UGLY.
You ain't got no alibi. You ugly. That's right.
That was bad. That was, I mean, wasn't that the game where they only ran the ball six times? The entire game?
Yeah, I think it was eight.
They had six rushing attempts or something stupid.
Yeah,
like that.
for 32 yards. And it's like, come on, really? Really?
Yeah.
And Chad Henne was replaced with Chad Pennington or vice versa. We don't know. But
it was the battle of the Chads.
The dangling Chads in Florida don't work, okay? You need to lose yourself from the Chads. And move on.
Remove the Chads.
Because only bad things happen, okay? Yes. People get all upset.
It's an inconvenient truth.
It is very inconvenient. And it's very true that the Miami Dolphins are several years away from being good.
All right, we're spending far too
Jacksonville
much
Jaguars
time, Jeff.
Go and surprise and shock the bejesus out of everybody by taking Cal defensive end Cameron Jordan. He's not a defensive end.
Where are you?
Cameron Jordan, 16th, Jacksonville.
No, they traded to the Redskins. Remember, Jacksonville went up to get Blaine Gabbert.
I'm on CBS.com
now. Well, at least you're not on...
Because I'm not on the mothership and the worldwide leader.
Yeah, the 16th pick became the Redskins because they traded down with Jacksonville. Jacksonville then took Blaine Gabbert with the 10th pick, which was the Redskins pick. And here at 16, the Redskins selected Ryan Kerrigan, the defensive end from Purdue.
Which... they have 18th going to the Chargers.
No, 18th going to the Chargers was Corey Luger, the defensive tackle from
Steven,
Illinois.
CBSSports.com.
Did they get you now?
I think they have. There's a thing, and I'm going to digress for just a brief moment.
Brief. It's got to be the brief.
In religious studies, we have in Christianity a document that's called Q, and it's generally understood to be the basis for two of the Gospels, okay? Because so much of those two books are word for word the same that it's assumed that there's a source document that they were drawing on about the life of Christ. And so I think, just in that vein, ESPN and CBS Sports have a source that they draw on that's just wrong. These are the same people that translate signs in China into English and do it wrong just because it makes them laugh. The sign at the Taipei airport that says it's a suggestion box. Suggestions for you, please? That's what the translation on the suggestion box is.
There you go.
Suggestions for you, please?
Yes.
And I've got so many. Superpower, moto power give you superpower. That was a sign outside of an American restaurant.
Yes.
Moto power give you superpower? Who writes this stuff? Who writes that Robert Quinn went to the Rams with the 14th pick? Ryan Kerrigan went 18th to the San Diego Chargers. Both sites are reporting wrong information regularly, and well,
who
we,
they
the
got
consumers.
At 17?
Tyron Smith, that's correct, to New England. I know that for a fact.
Am I on the wrong page? I am not. The Patriots did not take Tyron Smith.
I thought they
17.
Did.
They took Nate Solder.
Soldier?
Solder. S-O-L-D-E-R.
Which they've got going to the Giants.
The Giants
19th.
Took Prince of Nakamura.
I remember that well because that really hacked you
it
off.
It did. Stop looking at that site and go to NFL.com,
oh my
please.
God, I just want to look at something different than you.
Okay.
Is that so bad?
Well, it's not bad. It's just that it's wrong.
But this is so...
You just gave me 5 draft picks that were wrong.
Well, isn't it a miracle that I've been right up to this point? Because, dang, this is not... I'm just going off of major news sources, okay? Really frustrating.
Okay, kid, number 16th, the Redskins pick, based on getting that pick from the Jaguars.
Ryan Kerrigan, defensive end from Purdue.
Thank you very much.
Kid who needs to comb his hair.
The kid was funny, though. I don't know if you talked to
him. I liked him. I liked him a lot.
Dude. Yeah, funny dude.
Redskins finally go and get the guy that they need to get after the quarterback opposite Rakpo. Well, and that'll be good for them.
They also knew that they'd probably be getting rid of Albert Haynesworth.
Pretty much. For anyone who still wondered about Albert Haynesworth's status with the Washington Redskins, think
this,
no more.
This pick pretty much solidified it. Oh, and by the way, Ryan, get a haircut, bro.
Because your hair's as big as Albert Haynesworth's belly.
Hey. 6'4", 267, has a pretty good reach.
Sweet kid.
Of almost 34 inches.
Purdue.
Arm length.
He's got a Boilermaker.
He is one of the kids. When I saw him, he reminded me, like, look, dude might not be the fastest, might
Four,
not be
seven,
the biggest,
one?
Might not be the strongest, but he's got a lot of heart, and he's going to come after
Steven,
it.
4.71 in the 40 for some kid who's 6'4", 267.
Well,
that's a good time.
That is a very good time.
31 reps on the bench press. That's pretty good. Yes, I think this kid is awesome. He's got a 33-inch vertical. This kid's a play young.
I think he's a lot of heart. I think, you know, not... What was that singing? Are you singing
That's
to
a
me?
Siren. It's okay. Not me.
All right, I'm telling you.
And mind you...
Okay, so wait a minute. The thing is...
I don't play this anymore.
Okay.
Because I've been forbidden. Because people are in their cars and they think that, oh my God, I'm getting pulled over. Understood. But if there's a siren inadvertently in the background in the new Rave Cave, not my fault.
Well, I usually don't like the Redskins picks, but...
They had a good draft.
I'm not going to go that far, but okay. I do like the pick of Kerrigan.
All right.
At 17...
I love winning, man.
Sorry, my bad.
At 17, the New England Patriots from the Oakland Raiders select Nate Solder, offensive lineman from Colorado.
Okay, now this...
Now this is a big guy. This is me.
Six.
This is hunka burning love.
319.
I got
pounds.
320.
Well, it depends if he put his belt on or not. My goodness gracious sakes alive.
I don't want to see that belt that weighs a pound. My goodness.
I like that he's going to be a possible successor for Matt Light. Someone so heavy will replace Light. Now, what I'm waiting for is for him to get injured. Because I want everybody, wherever you are in Rants and Raves land, to try and say this, okay?
Okay.
Nate Soldier
hurt his shoulder.
And requires shoulder surgery. Soldier, shoulder, surgery.
Oh, man.
Say it three times to yourself. Soldier, shoulder, surgery. Soldier, shoulder, surgery. Soldier, shoulder, surgery. Say it to yourself as fast as you can, and you will find yourself very tongue-tied. Go ahead.
Well, he's going to be responsible, you know, for the protection of Tom Brady in the near future.
So. Okay, Steven, don't look down. Say it now.
Soldier may have shoulder on a shoulder-surgery.
Excellent.
I forgot what I was supposed to say.
Soldier shoulder surgery.
Oh. Soldier is having shoulder surgery. Shoulder surgery.
It's impossible.
It is.
It's impossible. So I hope that he never hurts his shoulder.
The shoulder, yes.
Because for all announcers, it'll be a nightmare.
All right. The New England
Belichick,
Patriots.
Look, he did a great job. They didn't trade away their entire draft this year. They actually drafted some people.
They did move around.
They moved a lot, but they actually got people instead of picks, which should bode really well for them.
They got people instead of pigs. Yeah, this was their first pick in the top 17. Oakland Raiders,
Look, they had a reasonable draft last year. We couldn't make fun of them.
I'm just saying that what they give away for stuff.
They overspend.
The very fact that they have to give away their first-round pick to the New England Patriots just tells you how that organization is run. But it was pretty solid. I think the surprise pick of the Patriots was them taking Ryan Mallett in the third round.
Mallett,
quarterback from Arkansas.
Yeah, I think Tom Brady, that really puts the pressure on him to get a deal done as soon as possible.
Well, I think they know that, you know,
he's human. He's not going to live forever.
4 years left in him.
Tom thinks he's got at least four. And I think that's reasonable.
You know, you got to start finding the successor. And should he get injured anytime soon, you've got someone that could possibly play that's a premier quarterback. So we'll see what Mallett has to do.
Right now we're on Nate Soldier.
Yes, we were.
And
I was just kind of giving an assessment
to
the entire draft for the Patriots. I did not like their pickup of running back from Cal, Shane, in the second round. I thought that was way too high for that guy. Mm. But that's just me.
They know what they want, and they just go after it.
They
have a player in mind, and if that player's there, they take him. And if he's not, they trade the pick. And they move on.
Moving on. 18th.
The one Steven really didn't care for as much, being an NFC East guy.
No, you skipped one. 18th.
Oh, I thought we were on the Prince now.
No, not you.
In my little red Corvette. I'm sorry. The 18th is the San Diego Superchargers, and this guy's
San
legit.
Diego
Superchargers!
I don't believe I will be singing that song until... you know what? When the Chargers can string 3 straight victories
to open the season. Or how about just one to open the season?
Just 3 straight victories within either the month of September or October.
Yes.
Then I will sing the song.
We can only hope that they fix that. I will never forget talking to Philip last year in the Coliseum and just saying, what are you going to do to get
believe.
Off?
He made
Steven,
me believe
Steven,
they would
he
be
believed,
ready.
He believed. That's what's so sad, is Mr. Rivers actually believed himself that they were over this issue, that they had it fixed, and they were going to go on and have a good season. Now they've got to add to the fold the 6'2 defensive tackle, 300 pounds, big kid out of the Big Ten in Illinois, runs a sub-5-second 40 for a kid who's 300 pounds.
How do you say his last name?
There's been a lot of controversy about how you pronounce
Corey
his name.
Noogie?
No. Most people say Leggett.
Leggett.
Okay. Some people say legit. Some people say Leggett.
Just as long as they don't say Loogie.
Loogie, no. But he is legit. The guy is just awesome. He's one of the best you know, he's one of the best, I thought, out there in the draft. I was surprised. I thought he might go higher than that personally. But A.J. Smith is we've said all sorts of things about A.J. Smith that are less than flattering, but I will not diss him on his talent evaluation skills.
I'm with you there. I thought Luget would be taken earlier, but then again, we didn't anticipate four quarterbacks.
Yeah, that kind of messed some things up.
Rounds, so.
First three, four picks, though, we were dead on the money.
We were.
So he has the size and strength to move the offensive lineman into the backfield, and that's awesome. He's also comfortable tackling in space.
I think we had the first. I had the first five picks, and I think after those first five picks, I think I had Budweiser shaking in their boots that they were going to have to pay me the $10 million. Oh,
get the money truck ready. Miranda's going to have to pay.
We're going to have to pay Miranda.
Get Miranda ready. We got
to
pay him.
And then the freaking Falcons had to move all the way up to the sixth pick and take Julio Jones and throw a monkey wrench in the whole program.
Yeah.
Thanks, Falcons.
So,
all right. Now
most people saw him as a mid-first rounder, and he went late in the first round. So it was a good value pick, I think, for the Chargers.
Yeah.
And, again, he's going to be around this league for a long time, and I think he's going to be a big help.
All right, I've got a picture of him with a big old smile on his face.
What a great kid. Prince Amukamara.
This was the one where I kind of like took insider secrets and tweeted them as my own. People were asking me, what's up with Amukamara? And I said, he's going right now to the Giants. And that's just because I had texted insider Jason Lockenfor, and I said,
Lockenfor says he's going next.
Dude, what's up with Amukamara?
Just wait. He's going like, next.
This pick. He's going to the Giants.
And Steven tweeted it.
And
he didn't cite his sources.
Whoa, man.
Because we in Rancid Raves land, we cite sources.
Yes, and I was like, calm down, people. It was not mine. It was Jason's. He's the one who fed me the info.
He knows everything. We don't know how he knows everything, but he does.
Prince Amukamara, cornerback from Nebraska. I like the kid. I thought that had the Cowboys not taken Tyron Smith early on with the ninth pick, that they would have taken Amukamara.
Again, projected to be top 10.
Yeah.
So it was really stunning to see him fall that far,
but
and a
was
great
so many
value.
Stunning things that happened.
There were,
before.
But it makes tremendous value for the Giants at this spot. When you're drafting 19th, you expect to get a starter, but you don't expect to get a top 10 player.
Yeah.
And that was, I mean, it's terrific for them.
I don't
kid
like
4.43 in the 40.
They rigged the system.
38-inch vertical. The kid is a baller. Out of Nebraska, he's just fantastic, and he's going to be really good. Big-time cover corner. That is just all you need to know. Big-time cover corner. He's only 6 feet tall, but I remind you, that vertical, 38 inches. You yawning? Am I tiring you? Am I boarding you? Am I boarding you?
You're giving the Giants a little too much love.
I'm getting excited about this team because, again, I will repeat that I don't think Eli Manning sucks, okay? I think he used to. He had happy feet, and he got better.
You fell in love with him at the Super Bowl.
No, I didn't. I'm the guy who jacked that quote from him that said, I know better than to throw the ball to the other team. Really? You didn't show it last year.
Huh?
What?
Hey, Eli, can you say that again?
Yeah, I've been in this league long enough to know that you don't throw the ball to the other team.
What?
I do.
Oh man, I wish I actually had the quotes we could play.
I might
so
have
awesome.
It.
And I can't believe I've been in this league long enough to know you don't throw the ball to the other team.
Really? Then demonstrate that.
How come you were second in the league in picks last year?
Yep, pretty much.
All right, moving on. Number 20, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, a team, my friends, a team. There's a cat outside the rave cave that I'm going to have to shoot it or something. I don't like cats. I'm just kidding, PETA people. I'm not going to shoot the cat.
I'm going to eat him alive. I would never kill him, though. All right. We're talking about this team, Steven.
B-U-C-C-A-N-E-E-R-S. Go Bucs!
Wait a minute. Hold on.
It's a lot of letters.
They spell out all the letters, but then they don't say Buccaneers. They just say Go Bucs. Do that again, please.
B-U-C-C-A-N-E-E-R-S. Go Bucs.
B-U-C-C-A-N. E-R-E-E-R-E. Go Bucks.
B-U-C-C-A-N-E-E-R-S.
E-E-R-S. Go Bucks.
So usually I'm like, give me an S.
B-U-C-C-A-N.
Give me a T.
E-E-R-S. Go Bucks.
Give me an E. Give me a V. Give me an E. Give me an N. What does that spell?
I don't say Steve.
I don't say Steve. I say Steven. I mean, if you're going to spell out the whole Buccaneers.
Right.
Buccaneers.
Buccaneers.
Go Bucks.
E-E-R-S. Go Bucks.
That's the entirety of their fight song?
No, I just... 4 seconds is enough for most fight songs. You don't need to hear them promising to win and
okay,
things.
Okay, can you hear... Can I just hear, listen to, like, the next 4 seconds?
No, because I don't have it.
Oh, okay.
It's on my old... I went through the junk drawer of sounds and cleaned it up and normalized the volumes and got us to where we are.
Adrian Claiborne.
Oh.
Defensive lineman from Iowa.
You know, Steven, it is really hard to be critical at this point in the draft.
Well,
because these were solid picks.
They were. You're right. The first round, you know, unless you...
You got to work hard to screw it up.
Unless
or you
you're
have
the
to,
Oakland Raiders or and you have, don't have a first round pick because
you can't screw it up.
Gave it away. So I think you kind of screw up. Anytime you give away your first round pick, you kind of screw up a little bit.
Anytime you give away the rest of the draft in next year's first round pick,
unless you're the New England,
I'm talking about I'm talking about the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah, and I'm talking about the New Orleans
Saints.
And I think
the Atlanta Falcons screwed up.
Gave up their first next year to jump back into the first round again this year,
and that was brilliant.
And they got two great players.
They did, and I think that's invaluable. Now, Adrian Claiborne, are you looking on NFL.com?
I am.
What is it in the corner of his mouth that he couldn't clean up for this photo?
I know it looks like he's got, like, some jelly or something.
Does he have the black skin condition?
But that is, yeah.
Okay, then that's fine. I can't make fun of that, no matter how much I want to. It looks like he's just got the little saliva that gets dry in the corner of your mouth.
You see how it's around his eye as well.
Ah, rats. I was hoping he was wearing mascara, too. Never mind. That's not a good story at all. That just says he's a human being. Dang it.
He is a human being.
That's no fun.
He's got a light pigment skin condition.
Whatevs. Can't make fun of that. That's being mean.
That is being mean.
Dang it. Very athletic pass rusher. Excellent first step quickness.
What'd you guys have to say about Claiborne? Well, Jeff made fun of his skin condition.
But don't worry, there's a cripple guy made fun of too. It all works out in the end.
I'm having too much fun.
I'm glad. Right. But again, as the president reminds us.
We do not have time for this kind of silliness.
We don't. I solid pick. I think that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are a young team. They've been the youngest team for, you know,
ever?
A while.
We do
and,
not have time.
I think they're certainly growing up. They got, you know, some solid veterans like Rondé Barber on that team.
Yep.
And Raheem Morris has really got that team believing they could play.
Serious.
I really, you know, for them to go 11-5 last season and just barely miss the playoffs is a shame. I think next year, the Saints and the Falcons better watch out because there's another team in that division that's going to be gunning for that top spot.
Better not pout. Better not shout, and I'm telling you why. Because Tampa Bay is here to stay.
They're coming to town. With the 21st pick, the Cleveland Browns moving down. Actually, and then moving back up.
Which is it? Are they moving down or up?
Well, they had originally moved down to the Falcons to 26. Remember, they were at 6, and the Falcons gave them all that good stuff, and they moved all the way down to 26th. But then they decided, hey, we need to go get this guy.
Well, they
and
found
so
out
they,
that Andre the Giant was out there, and they got Phil Taylor.
And so they moved up with the Chiefs. They traded back up with the Chiefs and got Phil Taylor. And then the Chiefs got that 26 pick.
The man was gigantic, Steven. Do you remember him?
334 pounds.
Yes.
Yeah.
His mom was as big as him, too. I mean, that entourage.
He was listed at 334, but
that's
I think
being
maybe
nice.
He was, yeah.
More on the 350, 360 side of things.
350, I would say.
350.
Oh, my God.
It's about that time that I realized that Girl Scout was 70 stories tall. It was from the Paleozoic era.
Was the Loch Ness Monster. Are you the Loch Ness Monster?
I gave him 250. what were you getting 250? I hope they go away.
350.
You know what he wanted for me? 350. 350.
But Phil Taylor, big guy.
Gigantor.
Something that the Browns need on the defensive side of the ball.
I there were a lot of games that the Browns were in last year, and they lost it in the end because the defense couldn't make one stupid solid play. And so, you know, Eric Mangini, I meant to say Mike Holmgren, who was thinking about, you know, how his team played last year. Like, we need some help on defense.
I need Andre the Giant. Oh, he's not available. Okay, then I'll take that guy that looks just like him, only the black version. Because seriously, he's enormous. And he...
Was it Phil Taylor who brought up the entourage of like 800 people
on
the stage?
Yes, that was okay. When I was joking about his mom. She was a big woman too. Yes. Well endowed.
Everybody was big up on that stage.
I was fearful for the stage.
I think his 16-year-old niece was like the only one who was a normal size.
Yeah, she was quite cute if I remember.
She was. But hello. Outside of that, hello, darling. I actually, because I was in my suit, was like, I just walk in with the family.
I was pushing you up there. If we didn't have to get through a guy who was a little bit crippled, and he had a cane and stuff, telling Steven, dude, you got to do it. You got to crawl over these people and get up there on stage.
Because it would have just looked so like fight. I was like a part of the group.
Well, I guess it's Uncle Tim. I don't know. Is that Uncle Tim? No, it's Steven. But Steven, I went underneath the stage. When I went to the bathroom, it was awesome. They had the most awesome table saw.
We're never going to get invited anywhere
again. Yes, we are. It's because the nice lady told us where the bathroom was. The closest bathroom was underneath.
She led us the wrong way, though.
No, she took us to a legitimate bathroom by the dressing rooms that were downstairs.
But they were being utilized.
And so we had to wait for it. It was a single stall bathroom, and so we had to wait our turn. And so it was Jeffrey in the dressing room area. Yeah, we could check out dressing rooms or go exploring.
Explore.
And I went exploring, and next thing I know, I'm in this labyrinth that is literally under the stage with all the trap doors and everything, thinking, I wonder if Roger Goodell would fall down if I pulled this lever. And then I found their wood shop where they make all the sets and stuff. Yes. It was amazing.
Yes.
It was amazing.
And I want to see the Rockettes there.
Steven. Do they get naked? They had cadavers of old Rockettes down there. Sorry, there was a mass burial site that was found in Texas today. No, everything's in Texas just because it's big, okay?
Sorry, the state's not. There's a new rule in the computer room. No dead guys. And he throws the thing to the elevator with all the kids. Ah!
I don't remember that one.
Oh, I got to show you that episode, Jeff.
Of what?
Woo-hoo. Better Off Ted.
Oh, okay. I need to see the show, apparently.
Oh, okay. So there were not cadavers, but a chainsaw. Is that what you found?
Table saw.
Okay, I was like, I'm glad I didn't go down there with you.
No, I wouldn't have fired up the chainsaw during the draft. That would have been bad. But I was wondering, it was then that Phil Taylor gets drafted with his entourage. I'm like, I wonder how much weight that stage could support. Because that's a lot of... First of all, he had more people up there than anybody else. There was probably 30 people. It was a large group of people.
It was more than 30.
I was trying to be conservative, Steven, but they kept pouring down that aisle. Little kids... Older people, and some dressed awesomely, and some dressed in t-shirt.
With the hat and the dress to the tee. I mean, that dude was
wearing the African outfit. And then there's a guy in a t-shirt, another guy in a three-piece suit.
Yes.
You're like, this family's got everything.
They do.
All they need is Steven Miranda.
And I was almost going to go up there.
They need a Blacksicket up there.
But I decided not to.
But look, he is going.
I didn't want to ruin his moment. It was his moment.
Phil Taylor has that unique combination of size and still quickness, Steven. He is a huge man that is incredibly strong. 31 reps on the bench press.
I challenge you when you run your 40, which is coming very soon, Jeffrey.
To a theater and drive-in near you. Check local listings.
To beat his time.
5.14?
Yes.
Seems very unlikely.
But that's what I want you to shoot for.
I weigh well less than his listed 334.
Yes.
And I weigh probably 100 pounds less than he actually weighs.
Right.
And I'm just an inch taller. I'm actually 5/8 of an inch taller.
So you should be able to match that speed.
And the optimum word there was should. Should. But boys and girls, this is one large man who is out of shape. I am not excessively
We're talking about you now and not Phil Taylor.
No, I'm talking about me.
Okay.
I'm not excessively bulky. You don't look at him and go, wow, that's one fat. But you do go, wow, it's a big guy. And the fact is, though, this big guy is in lousy shape. My tendons and muscles and things and joints, I have not utilized. And that is kicking me in the butt.
You should come walking with me.
I started playing golf. And then what happened? I broke my wrist. Thank you very much. You're laughing at my broken wrist. Did I laugh at your blown out hammy or whatever you broke?
Hold on a second. Hold on. Not laughing. It's
laughing at you. I'm laughing in your direction.
I'm laughing at the story of when I found out about your hand. Okay? It was me telling Trisha, you know, speak with your brother. Find out how much it's going to be to play golf at Palm Springs.
PGA West.
Find out how much that's going to be. I think I may want to go and play around. Find out. And she just texts me back. It's not happening. He broke his hand. And immediately it was concerned. No, immediately it was concerned.
I'm just figuring he laughed.
I'm like, what happened? So she calls me. And, you know, because I text back, what happened? So she calls me and she's like, well, he said that he was playing golf. And I'm like, how do you break your hand playing golf? And she told me apparently the story you told her, which was, well, I used to hit behind the ball a lot. Well,
Steven, here's the real story. Okay. And you've asked for this show to go quickly, but but you're asking me. So I need to set the record straight.
You hit
what
behind the ball.
What I found out was that I was hitting a lot better when I muscled up on the ball.
Okay.
And I just beat the living hell out of it.
Okay.
Okay. That's how I used to play, and that's how I won long drive competitions.
She did not explain that to me, but
okay. Well, I didn't explain it to her. Okay. I mean, it's you. She doesn't play golf.
All right. Well,
she took golf class in college for one semester, and I played around with her, and that was one of the funniest days of my life.
And
I'm sorry, she's listening to the story now.
Your dad,
that's really sad.
It.
I'm sorry, Trisha. No.
Yeah, my understanding from
Trisha
her
says the dad ruined it.
Yes.
She did. She sucked.
No, your dad ruined it because he didn't let her use a cart, made her walk, and she was tired.
It's part of your grade.
She was tired of
you walked
carrying,
the course.
She was tired of carrying her clothes.
What a lazy child. This girl is a cheerleader.
And she said that
she's an athlete, but she won't carry her bag of clubs. The prima donna.
She said by the ninth hole, she was just dragging her freaking club.
Nobody help me. Where? I can't get college credit if I go with the cart, and my daddy's making me follow the rules. Where? Okay. I'm out here, Steven, and I'm finding that I'm correcting my swing by hitting hard.
Okay, go for it.
And now, for some reason, I regressed while hitting it hard, and I hit about 2 feet behind the ball
with
the big dog
2 feet
swinging hard. And I torqued my wrist so wickedly.
Yeah.
And this little stabbing pain goes up my arm, and I'm like, that's not good. And sure enough, I can do almost everything with my hand. I can give the firmest handshakes with this thing and the brace and everything, but it's my fine motor skills that shoot the pain right up the arm.
Ouch.
And so this is more of a reminder to keep me from moving my fingers.
Yes.
Because that's what hurts like heck.
Don't move your fingers.
And scrolling around has actually been hurting.
So the laughter was more of Trish's story telling me about the hand.
Yeah, I was trying to, again, get back in shape, starting slow, pacing myself, respecting my age. And I'm getting back, playing golf, having a great time, starting to hit the ball. I was hitting the back of the net up at Altadena, 300 yards.
To go walking with me.
I don't. When are you walking? When are you walking tomorrow? I'll be there.
Okay.
I'll be there.
Okay.
I got no issues.
7 p.m. to 8 p.m.
Wait, aren't the mean people at the Rose Bowl there? What? The mean workout psychos?
There's no mean workout psychos.
With bikes that curse at cars and act psycho? And like attacked your wife the other day?
It was not a biker. It was a stupid driver. No, there are stupid drivers.
I thought it was a bike.
No, it was
a guy in a bike.
No, it was a driver. You didn't hear the story correctly.
I only listened to the first sentence.
We got to finish up.
Okay, Phil Taylor, we are our most humble respects, but the remaining teams are generally some of the best teams. So they will understand that we are not going to speak at length about the Colts, Eagles, Saints, Seahawks, right, Chiefs, Ravens, Saints,
but the Colts,
Bears, Jets.
Anthony Costanzo.
Great pick.
Another offensive lineman, because you know what? They need offensive linemen.
Big time. And this guy's a giant. 6'7".
Yes.
And out of Boston College.
So, make it rhyme. 6'7", 311.
6'7", 311. Yeah.
from Boston College.
From Boston College.
This was a great. This was. I thought, you know, Costanzo was, you know, being the teens, yep. late teens yep. of a pick. So at 22nd was really good for the Indianapolis Colts. And quite frankly, with, you know, the disappointment of Hugo and some other injuries that they've had to their offensive line, it was a great pickup.
Especially given Peyton's little surgery.
Yes.
He's going to need a little extra protection, okay. possibly. Next, the Philadelphia Eagles. Picks,
the Eagles select another offensive lineman from Baylor, Danny Watkins.
Yeah, he kind of started the run on offensive linemen there in the draft.
Yeah.
And Andy Reid did what he did, and he spent high picks on a lineman. And good for them. I think that makes them a much better team. And good luck with Mike Vick out there to protect, doing what he does. But Danny Watkins, I think, has got the right skill set of being mobile and yet big. Physical presence, and he's going to do a great job for them.
Yeah, well, this Watkins was the fifth offensive lineman was taken off the board. Yep.
My bad.
The fifth, well, no, I mean, that's a lot. That's five.
I know, but I really, I was under the impression that Costanza was the first.
No. Remember the
Soldiers, Soldiers, yeah. The
Cowboys
Pouncey,
started.
Right.
Yeah, Cowboys started with.
I just had a brain fart, Tyrone right. Smith.
It happens.
It happens.
Then the New Orleans Saints, which starts the beginning of what I call their boom, boom.
Yeah, seriously.
They select.
Folks, we won the Super Bowl just recently.
Defensive end Cameron Jordan from Cal. Big guy, 6'4", 287, fast.
I was begging for them to go Mark Ingram.
Yes.
I'm like, come on. This is the perfect spot. He's still on the board.
Just a few picks later, they traded back into the first round. And go Mark Ingram.
And making my dreams come true. Ooh.
So you've become a Saints fan.
I've never stopped liking the Saints, Steven. I'm a Drew Brees fan.
So last year when you were a Houston Texans fan, you really you weren't
a secret.
Yeah, you weren't in it.
Secret.
You didn't.
I've got a secret.
So how did you feel when the Seahawks eliminated the Saints from the playoffs?
I think I made my position on that
well
known.
Were you crushed?
I think I made my position on that well known. They did not take that game seriously. And I was furious.
Would you have from a team that didn't have a winning record?
From a team that wasn't even on the wall a few seconds ago of our 32 helmets? Because Steven made me take them down? Yeah.
They were 7-9.
I know.
The first time ever. Losing record wins the division.
I know. And then won a playoff game.
So anyways, the Saints traded back into the first round with the New England Patriots, giving the Patriots another first rounder next year.
Picks.
But the Saints then, meaning with their 24th and the 28th picks, were able to couple Cameron Jordan and Mark Ingram. And I thought that was just brilliant.
It was brilliant because what you end up with is really two top 20 picks of some of the best players to come out in a long time.
And what you get to is you get, you know, Reggie Bush tweeting, it was a good run, New Orleans.
Is it good knowing you, New Orleans?
Or whatever he said.
Yeah, it's nice knowing you.
I was just kidding.
I was joking. Gosh, does nobody have a sense of humor anymore? Yes, no. We all have sense of humors, except for the Midwest, as Stephen pointed out. However, we all have sense of humors, but you weren't joking. Okay?
I didn't say Midwest, by the way.
Middle America.
Oh, that's...
So you're saying it's more than the Midwest. Yes. You're going to include from the Rockies all the way to the Appalachian Mountains. Everyone who resides in between there.
Why are you doing that to me?
I don't know, because there's a lot of people who might like you, and I want them to like me.
So here's the truth. So throw Steven under the bus so people who might like him will no longer like him and start liking Jeffrey. Now, let it be known, Jeffrey, that if you're listening to the show, you like crazy smart comedy, or you wouldn't be listening to the show.
Wait, this isn't my show?
This show, NFL Rants and Raves.
Right.
It's our show, not your show.
Since when?
And I was saying the show.
Since when?
It's not our show, it's my show?
No, it's my show.
Why is it your show?
Because I'm the good-looking, funny one.
Wow.
Wow. I can't believe you actually have these delusions of grandeur. Everybody knows.
Apparently.
That I'm the good-looking, funny one.
Apparently, I do have a whatever you said.
A
grusion of grandeur.
Delusion of grandeur.
A grusion of grandeur.
You have a glandular problem, but we'll get it fixed. That anyways, is the other one of Steven's medical conditions. Saves. I thought we moved on to the Seattle Seahawks.
Oh, yes. James Carpenter from Alabama.
Sweet home Alabama.
Perhaps we
no,
should.
No, perhaps nothing. I was thinking that.
Coming home from school with Miss Avenue.
I don't know.
Really? Huh. All right.
What?
So, you want to go that way? Okay. James Carpenter and his beautiful long dreadlocks.
Oh my God. Speaking of which,
yeah, babe.
Don't do that voice, man. I saw Hangover 2 today.
Come here, Movo. You know that guy speaks perfectly clear English,
yeah, no,
the actor?
I know.
You saw The Hangover 2 today?
Yes, I did.
When? Where? How? Why?
Well, my morning was booked. I had demo.
And why didn't you invite me?
Well, I didn't know.
I worked my butt off today, but it could have been done tomorrow.
At 12:30, my next three demos got canceled, and I was like, I don't have to do anything until I got to pick up Elena at 3.
I forbade the boy to go, but I didn't forbade myself to go.
Oh, what? Yeah. The
when
boy,
there's transgendered the full frontal
asked,
nudity,
the boy
I've been told
if,
that.
The boy asked, he's like, man, just don't tell my bad dad, just take me. I love that kid. And I seriously considered it.
Well, you're a good uncle. You should have considered it, and then you should have backed me, which you ultimately did.
Yes, I did. Yes,
which
yes,
is the
I
perfect did. Uncle, man.
But yeah, that scene with the
transgendered frontal nudity.
Woo, that's just that is hilarious, man.
Yeah. Now who am I going to go see it with? I'm not going to take the boy.
I'll see it again. Trisha wants to see it. She was mad that I went without her.
Well, we're all mad that you went without us, okay?
Okay.
James Carpenter, giant man, not related to Chris or Karen Carpenter. Big,
I don't know
big
them.
Guy.
I only know Bob Carpenter.
No, this is, you know, the Carpenters.
Oh, okay.
You know, the Carpenters, man.
And that's and there isn't there a Bob Carpenter?
Karen Carpenter. No, there's no Bob. They may have had a distant cousin. The Seahawks add a utility player to their offensive line with the selection of James out of Alabama. He can play immediately at right tackle or slide inside. And I like guys that are versatile. And I think for head coach up there,
Pete Carroll,
that is exactly the cookie cutter kind of guy that Pete Carroll likes. Is a guy that he can move around and line up in multiple formations and things. So it's a really good fit for Pete.
All right.
Feet for Pete.
Let's finish this up at 26. The Chiefs, after trading down with the Browns through the Falcons, selected wide receiver from Pittsburgh, Jonathan Baldwin. Now, what do you think of that move?
I thought that was way too early.
Reach!
Exactly.
Yes. And why do you think their helmet is over there on the floor, which you can't see? It's driving me crazy. Look at the empty hole right here.
No, I'm looking away. If I look over there, I'm going to look at my picture of Georgie. Hello, darling. Todd Haley, just, I don't know what he was thinking here, really. I don't know what he was thinking.
I think Jonathan Baldwin would have been available late in the second round.
I think he might have
even
been
available
there in the third
round.
That's what I mean. They say in the write-up on him that he's intriguing due to his freakish measurables. Now, that could be a euphemism for so many things, and we'll just assume that it's, wow, like a 42-inch vertical? Holy cow.
Decent. Time
4.5. That's good speed. That's good speed. But that is, this is a guy that if he lives long enough in the NFL could have a great career because he can out jump almost any of the corners out there.
Yeah,
he's 6'4 and he's got like a 4 foot vertical. Okay, that puts you in a pretty good position to catch the ball if you got the hands.
Just I don't know. Just coming from Pitt, you know, the level of competition that he's coming into now. It's totally
rather
different. Yes.
Okay, I think you're right. I mean, the Big East is a legit conference. It's not one of the elite conferences.
It's a conference.
No, it's one of the primary conferences in football, but it is not one of the special ones.
Right. All right, so there you go. I'm still not very happy with the Chiefs.
No, I think they reached a little bit, but if they liked him a lot, then go for it. Next, the Ravens
Baltimore
take Jimmy Smith.
Ravens, cornerback from Colorado.
The market for corners was so deep that Ozzie Newsome just said, I got to get me one of them, too.
Now, and I got to do it.
And he did.
Well,
and that's good for them.
He's got great concern for cornerbacks. His cornerbacks are aging.
Yep.
They missed a lot of time due to injury last year. So
he needed to pull the trigger there, and I think he was, you know, Jimmy Smith was the best available.
No, I think he's probably going to be a starter right away from day one, assuming that they actually get time to teach him how to play their system.
All right, we already talked about the Saints and Mark Ingram at 28, trading back up. That brings us to 29, the Chicago Bears.
The Bears
picking the 7th offensive lineman taken in the first round from Wisconsin, Gabe Kareemi. Now, this Gabe, guy, talk about tall, 6'7".
They're making them big these days.
3'15".
Now we're going to talk about real football conferences, the Big Ten. Wisconsin kid. I mean, this guy is ginormous. Very aggressive edge blocker.
I don't know many Bears fans, but I do. The ones that I do know were very happy about this pick.
To the pride and joy of Illinois.
Chicago Bears, bear down.
This kid won the Outland Trophy in 2010. And, you know, I think that he is going to transition well to the NFL. Anytime you're over 300 pounds and you move that quick, you're going to transition okay.
How about this overview comment, Stephen? Kareemi is simply a bad man who looks to punish defensive ends on every play.
Yes.
He has a nonstop motor. Wow. At 6'7", if you've got that kind of attitude, that kind of Howie Long, I'm going to kill you.
He's got the Howie Long haircut.
He's got the Howie Long shaped head. Yeah. It's all long. I mean, he's not just tall, but his face is tall.
Yeah.
His face is like the size of a skyscraper.
He's got a very long neck as well.
Jeez. This guy's going to be fun to watch, Steven.
No, I think it was a very good pick for the Bears. Definitely.
Yeah. Oh, jeez.
I don't know what that was.
I'm going between monitors, and I'm very
is
sorry.
That the Chicago Bears struggled to protect Cutler last year, and I think that was one of their biggest.
That's not why Jay Cutler throws the ball to the other team all the time.
No.
That's Jay Cutler. However, there are some of those picks that were accidents that weren't his fault.
I just recall Sunday Night Football against the Giants, and they concussioned him to death, basically.
Yeah, they bludgeoned him just through the process of the game.
And, you know, you start by getting a big, strong, aggressive pass blocker who is going to, you know, protect his quarterback. And this guy, Kareemi, is one of them.
What if he blocks his view? He's so big. You better stay low.
Yeah, that is a possibility with tall.
Next, we have off the board the New York Jets taking Mohammed Wilkerson, the defensive tackle from Temple. Rex, yes, we need to get Steven to a Temple.
Temple, yes. It's past my bedtime, dude. I've been going to bed because of been working out, and I've been eating healthier and all that good stuff. And I've been going to bed at 10 o'clock every night.
I've been making it about 1 a.m. because the boy's on summer break.
That's crazy. So you've been hanging out and, you know, staying up late
with
the boy.
That's when he talks.
So if you want to talk to your boy, you got to stay up late?
Pretty much. You got to be up past midnight because that's when he opens it. He just starts talking and he won't shut up.
I see.
The rest of the time, you don't talk.
No,
so
10 o'clock, I'm in bed. I'm waking up at a decent hour, getting good, solid 8-plus hours of sleep. And I'm much happier for it.
That is fantastic.
I am not crabby anymore.
You haven't seen crabby in a long time.
I know. Trisha today.
You've been a delight.
You've been a delight. Trisha comes home. She's like, "You're really happy today." I was like, "Okay." Saw The Hangover. What? I told you I wanted to watch that movie. Yeah. Sweetie, I don't remember that conversation. Yeah. I did. I think
you had a pretty safe guess that I wanted to see it, didn't you?
I did, but the conversations that I had with you and Jordan made it sound like you had already seen it.
What?
When we were in Palm Springs.
I said
it made it sound like you had already seen it. You were talking about specific parts of the movie, and I was like, I don't want
to
hear.
See, anytime Jordan wants to see a movie that I suspect is wrong, I go and research why it might be wrong.
Right.
And then I come up with some very specific things.
Yeah, and I thought you had
transgender, full frontal nudity, and more than that, and more aggressive sexual activity and stuff that a 16-year-old doesn't need to be getting involved with,
right?
If you can at all avoid it. And so that's I told him, you're 18, you want to go see it, knock yourself out. Can't stop, or 17, whatever the movie laws are, go knock yourself out.
NC-17. Well, that's not NC-17.
Those were X-rated movies.
I'm sorry. It's rated R, and rated R is what?
No children under 17 without parental permission. And
so, is he 17 yet?
No, he's 16.
But he turned 17 in September.
Yeah.
And so he could rent a DVD in September.
Okay. He can, but he's not going to watch it in my house. If he goes over to Nick's and watches it, that's fine. But
I see.
That's I try and run a civil home. There's a lot of crap that my kids get away with because I think their parents are kind of cool. We want to be the cool parents, but not the parents that are completely indulgent and yes. don't give a damn.
I see.
And so we try and straddle that
fence. I'll rent the DVD for him. We'll watch it over here.
Just don't tell me about it. I don't want to fill his mind with all those images.
I know. They're just very brief.
They're very
brief. It's more the innuendo than anything. Okay. And the innuendo is very strong in these hangover movies. I'm sure you've seen the first
innuendo
one.
Innuendo a lot. Okay.
With 31, the Pittsburgh Steelers, after getting their hearts ripped out by not being able to reunite the Pouncey brothers, take defensive tackle Cam Hayward from Ohio State.
Hee-haw.
Well, you can't hee-haw. I mean, it's Cam Hayward, dude.
I like him. I was given that was a positive.
Was
hee-haw.
He there?
Cam Hayward? I don't think he was there, he was not in the room, so we did not get the opportunity to meet his likeness.
Defensive tackle.
Sure's got a great smile, though.
Another big guy, 6'5, 294. He didn't do many of the combine
things. No, he did not. He
only did the vertical, I believe.
No, I think he was an injury scratch.
Did he have a hat? Yeah, he had some.
I think he had the team day. When the teams can come out and look at you out at your university.
Yeah.
But he did not do hardly anything.
And I think, and we can go ahead and finish with the Green Bay Packers because I think this statement that I'm going to make is basically these last several teams that have all been deep into the playoffs, the Ravens, the Colts, the Jets, the Steelers, the Packers, and the Packers with the 32nd pick taking Derek Sherrard. We'll get to him in a minute. He was the ninth and final offensive lineman to come off the board in the first round. That's a lot
amazing,
of offensive
yeah.
linemen. But before we get to Sherrard and you know, Cam Hayward, these teams here that are going deep in the playoffs have been able to, in recent years, been able to find good, solid talent at the end of the first round.
Absolutely.
And these are teams that are already stacked.
Right.
I mean, the Packers won the Super Bowl, and half their friggin' team was injured.
Packers just need to get healthy.
Injury reserve. And now they're able to add offensive linemen like Derek Sherrard, who may not necessarily be expected to play next year.
He doesn't have to start right away, which is phenomenal because, trust me, he would start on just about any team in the NFL.
6'5", 321, big guy, big offensive protector. Aaron Rodgers going,
SEC.
Yeah, baby.
SEC. Yeah. Is that a legit conference?
Very legit conference. And Aaron Rodgers is going on protection. I'm going to give me some protection. He got him some protection, by the way.
He got protection. I like Sherrard a lot.
And that's 2 years in a row.
And I can't say enough about the job that Ted Thompson is doing there in Green Bay and continues to do. He has got to be – if there was an award for General Manager of the Year, which there probably is, I need to know about that and see how often he wins it because that is one fine GM. You're holding up your I Love Brett Favre book, yes?
Yes.
What about it?
That's all I have to say. Whenever you start gushing on Ted Thompson, I'm just going to show this to you.
Okay, he got a really great deal from the Atlanta Falcons. And that kid worked really hard and became a Hall of Famer. And then he couldn't figure out how to make him go away once he was past his prime. So what's your point? I love Ted Thompson. I don't love Brett Favre. I thought Brett Favre was fine.
I don't love Ted Thompson. I love Brett Favre.
You should love Ted Thompson because he is built.
Brett Favre!
Look at the team now. Look at the team that just won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, they won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, okay. Big deal. They won a Super Bowl. So, Steven, we made it. How long is the show? 2 hours and
seven.
207. Not bad for us, given it's been a long time since we rock and rolled, friends. But thanks for hanging in there with us.
Because I want to rock and roll all night.
And party every day.
I want to rock. Oh, man, it was awesome. When we saw them in concert at the Rose Bowl.
Yes.
They rocked the house, dude. They brought the Rose Bowl down.
Steven never missed a big concert back in the day.
That was a long time ago.
I know, but
as a matter of fact, you know what I'm so angry at, Jeffrey? When we were in Palm Springs,
don't
Bender.
Don't forget your angry eyes.
Bender sent me an email asking if I wanted to go see Prince.
I'm like, he never sends me emails.
And
okay,
I was like,
I wouldn't go see Prince.
That's why he didn't send you the email. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, and I didn't see the email because I didn't check email when we were in Palm Springs.
We were having too much fun.
Yeah, exactly. So I didn't check email until I got home. And I'm like, oh, dude.
You miss
man,
it?
I'm
Where's
sorry.
He playing?
He was
Staples or what?
No, I think he was doing like.
Not Nokia.
No, he was Staples.
Okay.
Staples.
I'm like, if it was a Nokia theater, you should shoot yourself because that venue is so amazing. It
might have been Nokia.
Yeah, Nokia only seats about
3,000. Yeah, they were really small private showings. Yeah.
Dude, the walls are carpeted. With that, in fact, that reminds me of I got an opportunity the other day to see Get 'Em to the Greek again. Yes. Oh my gosh. If you're of age, speaking of Hangover 2 and other things, and I want us to go out with a little number
fuzzy
from
walls?
Furry Walls.
Oh, I thought it was Fuzzy.
No, Furry Walls. Furry. And just know
why
this,
does he love Furry Walls again?
They comfort him.
I see.
It's like some bizarre. It's nothing.
I may do that to my side of the rave cave.
Put up fur.
Furry Walls.
Mink. Remember, no animals were harmed in the production of this show.
So it was fake fur.
It'll have to be if it's going in the rave cave.
Fake furry walls.
Anyways, close us out, and I'll end us with some furry walls.
All right. Well, this is Stephen Miranda.
And Jeff Ellis. That was
saying welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves. We know it's been a while, but the league has been a while, too.
We got some emails saying that you missed us, and you know what? It's actually mutual.
We've missed doing this for you, too.
We have. We really, really have, and it's been great to get back to
us. On that note, good night, and fantasy football players that won prizes sent out emails.
Check your junk mail or something, because it's there.
Make sure
it's not like we're complete flakes, okay? Okay?
Jeez. We want to get you your prizes.
All right. So check your email and get us your responses so we can get you your prizes out ASAP.
Stephen Miranda.
Jeff Ellis.
NFL Rants and Raves. Good night. Wait for the furry walls. Wait for it.
Furry walls turn out.
Turn out the lights.
Furry walls, please stay the night. Furry walls.
One funny
movie. Good night.